breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We will hear from President Trump tonight. He addresses the nation on the Iran war, which may be nearing an end.
This is President Trump's clearest signal since the war began, that he intends to end it soon, having achieved his goals. He'd previously urged Iran to negotiate, and while he said Tehran was now begging for a deal, he insisted it wasn't necessary to stop military operations.
No, they don't have to make a deal with me. When we feel that they are, for a long period of time, put into the Stone Ages, and they won't be able to come up with a nuclear weapon, then we'll leave. Whether we have a deal or not, it's irrelevant.
He said Iran now had new leaders who were much more accessible, much less radicalized, and more rational compared with their predecessors.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. The president has signed an executive order on election integrity, directing federal agencies to compile a national list of eligible voters and require mail-in ballot envelopes to include trackable barcodes for voters from that list.
This came up with some great legal minds. They looked at the various documents and everything that was going on, because the cheating on mail-in voting is legendary. It's horrible what's gone on. And it's very clearly covered, very, very clearly. So I think this will help a lot with elections.
The president plans to attend today's Supreme Court arguments over his executive order on birthright citizenship. The countdown is underway toward this evening's launch of NASA's Moonshot. Four astronauts assigned to the Artemis II mission will zip around the moon without landing or even orbiting before they head back home. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 242 points, NASDAQ futures 159 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There might be an incident here. I'm not sure what it is, but 95 is slowing past Camden Yards at 395. That's after you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and you're heading on 95 south out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Could be just a broken down vehicle. Might be an incident. It's out around Washington Boulevard and before the Caton Avenue ramp. So we're trying to see exactly what it is, but you have brake lights and a slowdown as you're going south through that area, getting to the tunnels right now in good shape. Beltway looks good. Crews again this morning are working on a water main break. Be careful out around Reisterstown Road at Green Spring Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking our next weather maker today. First, we're going to warm up again with high temperatures headed into the low and mid 80s. We are tracking some scattered late day showers and thunderstorms tonight, with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in White Marsh and 63 in Joppa Town at 604. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott delivered his sixth annual State of the City address at Baltimore Center Stage Tuesday night. The mayor highlighted the Baltimore's drop in crime, plans for better city roads, investments in youth, recent measures to protect the rights and safety of migrants and all residents. The mayor also outlined a program that would give some legacy homeowners over the age of 65 a chance to wipe out property tax debt. Mayor Scott also announced the Security Deposit Assistance Program to help eligible renters who need assistance with a security deposit and two programs that aim to lower energy costs. The mayor also went over the city's updated overdose response strategic plan and previewed his fiscal 2027 budget. And gas prices in Maryland are topping $4 per gallon for the first time since August of 2022. According to AAA, the average statewide price on Tuesday was $4.01, an increase of $1.06 since the war in Iran started in late February. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 258, the pick 4, 2741. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Life has gotten more expensive. For many homeowners, their income stays about the same while everything else keeps going up. And there's less room in the budget than there used to be. Most people try to make things work on their own. They cut back, they use savings, they adjust where they can. But in a lot of cases, that still isn't enough. That's where a federal home equity conversion mortgage can help. It allows homeowners 62 and older to use some of the value in their home without a monthly payment to improve cash flow, reduce financial pressure. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If you're finding it harder to keep up with the cost of living and you're looking for a better way forward, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you will speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. That number again is 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, last night at Camden Yards, it was shades of 2025.
One and two out, fourth inning. And Eflin is way outside to start Duran here. Scott Behringer, the Orioles trainer, jogged out of the dugout. A pitcher who, from pretty much the very start, was hampered by injuries last year, Zach Eflin, is in a moment of crisis in the fourth inning of his season debut.
So it was in the top of the fourth, in a game that looked like Zach Eflin was back. The big right-hander removed with right elbow discomfort, his season in jeopardy. After the Birds' 8-5 loss to Texas, manager Albernaz colored in some of the details on Eflin.
He said he felt it a few pitches before that. Eflin, he's going to get evaluated tomorrow, get imaging tomorrow, but more likely it'll be an IL.
And so now Dean Kramer is on the radar, scheduled to pitch Friday at Norfolk. Those plans under review by the Birds. Sidebar, Pete Alonso hits his first Oriole home run, but the team strikes out 11 more times yesterday against Ranger pitching, pushing their season total to 51 now in five games. Last year, the team strikeout rate was the third worst in all of Major League Baseball. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens' offseason plans are taking shape. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here for Dependable Heating and Air Conditioning in Baltimore. I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning, Julia. Welcome back, and this is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up this hour, U.S. Marshals are now babysitting the MPRP survey folks that are Remember, they were threatened by some property owners. Now, U.S. Marshals are having to babysit them. The president will address the nation tonight. You hear it live here on WCBM with a preview from Secretary of State Marco Rubio coming up a little bit later on. But our top story in this hour is Mayor BS's State of the City. Which was, it's kind of an interesting presentation. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was really not your traditional State of the City speech. It was more like a stage production in which they had props and screens, and the mayor would bring people on to tell their little life stories. And it was almost like a play, you know, and it's probably a good move because, you know, one of the more painful things in all of politics is hear Mayor Scott speak for any lengthy period of time. So I will give him kudos on that and credit. I think the presentation was at least interesting. This is his sixth State of the City. But what I found out, of course, he was crowing and bragging about the reduction in violent crime. He said a steep decline in homicides over the past several years. Baltimore recorded 133 last year. That's down from 194 in 2024. That's the lowest annual homicide rate in 50 years. Non-fatal deaths dropped by 22%. And he's giving all that credit to the group violence reduction strategy. Of course, Monzi, the mayor's office of neighborhood safety engagement, he said led to 560 arrests. And he's giving all these stats and these numbers, but we're not getting any of the specifics. I mean, as far as the safe streets people, we don't have people identify. There's not a lot of data that they're sharing with us. They're just throwing numbers at it. But to me, the most interesting numbers were what the mayor is basically having to do to try to convince people to stay in the city of Baltimore. And as for the crime thing, he still has got massive crime problems with juvenile thugs roaming. We've seen just in a couple last couple of weeks, we've had shootings in Federal Hill, shootings and fights in Fells Point and other areas of downtown Baltimore where most of his tax base is now living. Because, you know, you look at the 11, 12,000 vacant homes, you're not getting taxes from those people in West Baltimore and elsewhere. So the people that are actually moving in and working in Baltimore and living in these neighborhoods, they're the ones that you're going to have to try to keep safe, and that is not happening. And listen to some of these programs that he's talking about to try to keep people in the city. It's almost like he's trying to bribe or convince people, persuade them with money. Homebuyer grants. One woman, Courtney Turner, got up there and said she got a $10,000 first-time homebuyer grant in Baltimore City. So you almost have to bribe people to buy a home in Baltimore City. He would eliminate property tax debt for certain legacy homeowners. If you're 65 or older and you've owned your home for 10 years, you don't have to pay your property tax debt. You have to still pay property taxes, but again, they're going to help you. And of course, it's income driven as well. And that can pile up year after year if you haven't paid those property taxes. There's a $2,000 program for qualifying renters to help them with security deposit assistance. So again, it's almost like for all the folks he's trying to, you know, keep involved, because, you know, the population is eroding quickly. It used to be almost a million people lived in Baltimore when William Donald Schaefer was then mayor. Now it's around 500,000. So that's how bad it is, and it's all going into Baltimore County and Anne Arundel County North. Repave Baltimore. He wants to repave 25 miles of roadway, fill 25,000 potholes. Good luck with that. He says he's going to build a sports center for youths in the city as well. But I was really interested in how much you almost have to spend to convince people to stay. And I think that's an interesting dynamic there. So we'll get your thoughts on the mayor's State of the City unveiling his energy relief plan, too. I told you Democrats are vulnerable about this because he's going to give folks up to $1,500 in assistance to pay their electric bills. So I told you they're vulnerable. This is their Achilles heel. They know it, and they're trying to address it. Republicans should be exploiting it each and every day. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The magic number when I was a younger man for Baltimore City was 956,000 yep. and some change.
Yeah, it was right around there. Number. Almost yep. a million.
Yep, almost a million. And then slowly it went down to where it is now. A lot of abandoned houses, too, which is a damn shame. Let me see what I want to take. Okay, went back here to 95 South. We were backed up at the top of the hour with that report between 95 and Washington Boulevard out towards the Beltway. Whatever it was, it might have just been a slow-moving vehicle. It's corrected itself, and that backup is now gone. and a free roll now as you're going south on 95, eventually out to the Beltway on the Arbutus side. 895 has picked up just a few brake lights, nothing major, still under 5 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Beltway with a good start. The west side is clear. That will change in a half an hour or so from 795 down to Frederick Road. JFX very quiet right now from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. Crews are still working on the water main break. They'll be out there again today on Reisterstown Road as you're moving west or northbound, whichever you prefer, right up at the intersection at Green Spring Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, it'll be much like yesterday. What a gorgeous day it was yesterday. Partly cloudy day with highs in the 80s and pretty much the same for today. Chance for a scattered shower or storm possible later on this evening into tonight. Overnight temps will tonight be a little cooler in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler. So just a brief peek at summer here yesterday and today. Right now we're looking at it is mostly cloudy, 65 in Columbia, 64 in Owings Mills. Yes, sir.
Just as I just changed the camera, broken down vehicle, southbound left tube, right lane of the left tube. He's sitting in the right lane. You're going to have to get out of there. Nobody behind it yet. Just happened as we're speaking.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that update. Time for some one-liner news. President Trump released plans for his presidential library in Miami. It will contain a replica of the Oval Office and the White House's West Colonnade, and the first floor will house the Air Force One jet that was gifted to him from Qatar. Mm. And in true Trump fashion, his library card will be a gold card. Yeah, absolutely. You compare and contrast the Trump library to the Obama library.
The Tower
that thing
of Babel.
Is nasty.
Yeah, that thing is a monstrosity. Yeah, it is the Tower of Babel. NASA's Artemis II moon mission launches later tonight. In this mission, the crew will orbit the moon, but they will not land on it. Unless, of course, Tiger's driving, then he'll smash right into it.
He's going to be driving the lunar rover.
Yeah.
It's still up there.
Yes, it is. What's interesting about it, they're going to go completely around the moon, even on the dark side of the moon this time. So they've never really done that before. They've always landed on the...
I wonder if they're going to have a chance eventually. If they're going to land there and do some stuff. If they're going to go and show everybody that the other stuff is really still there.
Well, they could.
That would
said
be
we
wild.
Never went there.
Yeah, it might be a good thing to dispel those conspiracy right. rumors, if you will.
We could take a few people up there and just leave them there.
Yeah, exactly. And
I got a few people.
Baltimore guy, part of the crew, Reed Wiseman, is from Cockeysville. Yeah,
hey.
One of the astronauts on Artemis. So just, he's a former Navy pilot and astronaut.
Who would you leave off, Chuck?
Yeah. A number of people. Chuck
they wanted me to go to Neptune and Pluto, and I said, Pluto.
Chuck
can't
is
be
the
right.
King of moon launches. Go ahead. Those folks at Irvington, they remember.
Tiger Woods. I've been in the crater most of my life. That's
right.
The problem.
Tiger Woods' arrest report has been released, and golfer had pills in his pocket when he crashed into his car, 2 hydrocodone. Mm-hmm. Tiger is saying, no, they were just teeny tiny golf balls.
Federal ball markers.
That's right. Federal judge has ruled that unless Congress issues an authorization, construction of the White House ballroom has to stop. I mean, they just, at every level, everything this
desperate.
Man does.
Everything they can find thereafter.
Yeah,
the
hatred
really is just so out of control.
Let me give you Trump's reaction coming up in there. MAGA update as well. So, great news there. Of course, very disturbing and embarrassing news for the family of Kristi Noem.
Oh, yeah.
The
saw that.
London Daily Mail yesterday.
No bust about it.
Exactly. Published pictures of her husband, Brian Noem, who apparently is a very sick person and needs some massive intervention. He likes to dress up with fake breasts and wear hot pants and go online. It's disturbing. It really is. And the president reacted to it. Kristi Noem was asking for privacy and, it's a scandal. It was a real shocker. You ask yourself, how the heck does she not know? But
yeah, right.
Come on.
That's why she was messed around with that guy.
With Corey Lewandowski, there might be some truth to that. I don't know.
A little sideline.
I don't know for anything for a fact other than he is now, the husband is confirming that he does dress like that, but the stuff that he allegedly said about their marriage, he is denying. So no wonder the president had to move her out.
Wise decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sir.
Hey, the new audio has emerged, And this is the first ever exclusive here on the program, and we might be first in the country. A friend of mine sent me the audio. This tape has emerged from the only Beatles reunion concert that has ever occurred. It was 1979. It was John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and they were playing at a venue out in Los Angeles. And here's what it sounded like. April Fools. It was actually just Paul and Ringo, and not a reunion of the Beatles.
That was mean.
I'm such an idiot. I'm sitting here going, "This sounds."
Oh, I'm jamming.
I have other things to think about other than Mr. Casey doing a prank.
I had a worse April Fool's prank.
The whole damn
prank.
Show's a prank.
Exactly.
A prank.
I thought about it, but we were going to prank you really good this morning. But I said,
"Dog crap, fake throw up." I left.
Give me a headache already.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Let me do this update again, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Southbound lift tube, Fort McHenry Tunnel, right lane sitting there broken down. Nobody behind it yet. We're getting a backup in the left tunnel, and you'll have to stay in the left-hand lane. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes here. And again, you can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. What? If you saw it, heard it, Mayor Scott's state of the city, your reaction to that, or this concept now that he seems to have to buy off people to keep them in town or attract them to Baltimore. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny and his team of agents and experts have been doing this a long time. They've got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Of course, they've been pre-qualified. That's why when you do list and sign the contract with Vinny, your home could be sold within minutes. You just have to get around to notifying you when the home is sold. But that's how fast it does happen. Your home doesn't languish on the market for weeks and months. And we had one person said they spent a whole year trying to sell their home with another agent until they did a deal with Vinny and sold it within days. So that's how quick it happens, and it's because of that database. It's because that Vinny guarantees that once you sign, you agree on asking price, time frame, you sign the contract, your home is sold. That simple. 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:23, traffic, weather on the threes with the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Broken down vehicle coming out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. He's in the right lane and not moving. Hasn't moved since we've seen it about 10 minutes ago, and nobody with it yet. So if you're coming into that left tunnel, just get into the left-hand lane. There's no pre-warning that that vehicle is there, and we're starting to get a backup. Or, if you can, just stay in the right tunnel. Both of those lanes are open. This guy's in a bad spot in the travel portion on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a partly cloudy day today. Low to mid-80s. Chance for a scattered shower. A thunderstorm is possible later on this afternoon. Currently cloudy, 63 in Annapolis, 64 in Ellicott City. We're talking about the mayor Mayor Scott's State of the City address, which you can respond to, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. This is John in Baltimore. He says, I would like to remind Brandon Scott that the Baltimore population is at the lowest it's been in a century. And with that steep population decline, you will naturally have a decrease in murders, statistically speaking. Now, yes, maybe some of the initiatives have worked, but it is not all because of him. That's a good point, John. Because of the population decline, a couple things are going to happen. You're not going to be getting as much revenue. It will impact the overall crime rate, no doubt about it. And the fact is that when you look at it, and that's the reason why they've got to try to bribe people to try to keep them in the city. Because once you lose your tax base, there goes the city. You aren't going to be able to pay for services. You aren't going to. Then you're relying on the state. And again, I have to look up how much the state of Maryland is kicking in to the city of Baltimore. But I guarantee you, it's a ton. It's our largest city. And, of course, got other jurisdictions out there, Montgomery County, but there's more affluence in Montgomery County. Prince George's County even has got a little bit better tax base than Baltimore City does. And after two straight weekends of juvenile thug-related violence and disorder, it's law and disorder when it comes to juveniles in Baltimore City. We're talking about Fells Point. We're talking about Canton. We're talking about also Federal Hill. Riverside neighborhoods. Residents in these neighborhoods are questioning whether the city is doing enough to keep people safe. And the mayor can crow all he wants about GVRS and Monzi and so on and so forth while still battling the city inspector general to try to keep her out of the more investigations of what's going on in the city. But again, these juvenile takeovers are called TikTok takeovers. They start on TikTok. And they basically have these meetups, if you will, or takeovers. We've seen them everywhere. I don't know if you saw the video in Kohl's in Wisconsin, where a group of young teenagers trying to break into Kohl's in the after business hours and break down doors. And you see it here. You see it in Washington, D.C. at the Navy Yard. You see it in Baltimore City. This past Sunday, 7 juveniles were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, assault, and attempted unarmed robbery. Again, you have people being, their bikes are being stolen, their shoes are being stolen. One resident said, quote, "We should not have children's crime to terrorize us. We should not have to run away from crime." And this is on the very same day that the mayor is bragging about the crime reduction rates. And yeah, homicide rates are down. Violent shootings, non-fatal shootings are down. But there still is a significant threat posed by the juvenile thugs, which the Maryland State General Insane Asylum and Baltimore City Council have embraced. Nobody wants to hold these juveniles accountable. Now, you can build all the sports recreation facilities that you want. That doesn't mean they're going to come. They're going to go there if they feel they can make money and buy the things that they covet instead of having to steal them and buy the things they want. Or they're caught up in this gang warfare, these cartel drug-running things. You think they're going to go play midnight basketball? We tried midnight basketball, a long time ago during the 90s with Bill Clinton. And when you look at it, Fells Point and also the Federal Hill, where shots rang out on a quiet Saturday night where a 20-year-old was grazed. Not a single arrest has been made there. And residents, basically, we played it yesterday. The president or public safety chair of the Federal Hill Neighborhood Association, Jen Covino, said she put her house up on the market. And I don't think she's the only one. So I do think, in spite of all this glowing, effusive praise that Mayor Scott has for the city, I do think it's possible that I think Baltimore City, if I remember reading the population figures correctly this week, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and I think it's Carroll County, if I'm not mistaken. Those three were the only jurisdictions to lose population in the last census or last time they counted that. So we know why Baltimore City is hemorrhaging people based on a poor education, crumbling infrastructure, high taxes. There's still a threat of crime. And that's my question, really, if you live in the city or if you work in the city, do you feel safer Are you buying Brandon Scott's? Again, yes, it's you're less apt, I guess, to be killed in a homicide, but it's still a threat, especially in certain neighborhoods. There are certain neighborhoods. I haven't been in the city on a regular basis in a long, long time. I try to stay on the outskirts.
Same here.
And north part of the city or down around Locust Point or whatever the case may be. But it's tough. People don't want to go down there anymore. I know people that work down there, live down there, and I know a lot of the folks that listen here to the show. I'm just wondering, is the perception still that it's dangerous? Even though the crime rates have been reduced, I want to know if you believe, if you feel safer in the city now, as Mayor Scott is claiming, or if there's still, you still watch your P's and Q's when you're out and about, especially late at night or early in the morning. I had a guy interviewed just the other day. He was going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning in Fells Point. They were brawling teens still in the streets. Where are their parents?
Yeah, well, parents, what are you doing?
Yeah, where they obviously don't send people out to make sure they're in school anymore.
They need to be cited as well.
All right, up next, the president will address the nation tonight on the military operations in Iran. We'll cover that in just a moment. 6:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Governor Wes Moore joined leaders from Samsung Biologics for the ribbon cutting of the company's first United States manufacturing facility. The $353 million acquisition of the manufacturing campus in Rockville will retain more than 500 local jobs, bring an additional 60,000 liters of drug substance capacity to the company's operations, and establish a foundation for future facility expansion. Samsung Biologics is a global biotechnology company focused on the development, manufacturing, and commercialization of biologic drugs. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for carrying out a pet cremation scam. In February, Rodney Ward pleaded guilty to theft and four counts of malicious destruction of property after he gave grieving families sand or other materials instead of their pets' ashes. Investigators later found the remains of 38 animals in a hearse. At least 51 victims paid more than $12,000 for services they never received. And as part of Ward's sentence, he must pay restitution to each victim. 15 victims gave impact statements during the sentencing, and others provided written statements. Annapolis police are investigating the death of a man whose body was found under the College Creek Bridge. Officers were called to the 300 block of Rao Boulevard at around 4:30 Monday afternoon and discovered the body, which had no obvious signs of foul play. The body was taken to the medical examiner's office in Baltimore for an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. Police have not released the man's name or age. And a new UMBC poll finds that Governor Moore's approval rating has dropped below 50% for the first time since he became governor. The poll found that 48% of Marylanders approve of the job the governor is doing, 42% disapprove, and 9% of those polled are not sure. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Broken down vehicle still there in the right lane of the left tunnel, coming out of the left tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So one lane to the left. The wrecker has just arrived along with a couple of police cars. The right tube is open and both lanes are open there. Now we're getting a backup on 95 going up to the top of the hill towards O'Donnell Street. The word gets out and 895 very quickly starts to take a hit with the heavy traffic coming south. So already the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway now is backed up near the Erdman Avenue ramp. We'll keep an eye on this. Hopefully they'll get it out of here. Once that happens, we'll improve pretty quickly at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But for right now, early delays of at least 10 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking our next weather maker today. First, we're going to warm up again with high temperatures headed into the low and mid 80s. We are tracking some scattered late day showers and thunderstorms tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O-season took a turn for the worse last night with Zach Eflin pitching for Baltimore in the top half of the fourth.
Two on and two out, fourth inning. And Eflin is way outside to start Duran here. Scott Behringer, the Orioles trainer, jogged out of the dugout. A pitcher who from pretty much the very start was hampered by injuries last year. Zach Eflin is in a moment of crisis in the fourth inning of his season debut.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a grim Eflin immediately removed, and concerns mount that the pitcher's season may be over. Post-game reaction first from manager Albernaz, as it was right elbow discomfort for Zach Eflin.
Yeah, I feel for Zach. Everything you went through last year, worked his butt off this offseason, back surgery, looked great in camp, did everything that he could do and beyond. And something like that, it just, we all, the whole coaching staff, the whole team, you just feel for him, heart hurts for him. You never want to see anything happen to any player, especially someone like Zach.
And later, first baseman Pete Alonso, who homered last night for the first time in an Oriole uniform.
That's tough. Anytime you see any one of your guys, yeah, feel something barking, it's always you're hoping for the best. And
so now the question becomes, who replaces Eflin and what help can be given to a struggling, overworked bullpen? On that note, the Sun reporting this morning that the contract of Albert Suarez may be selected, and of course Dean Kramer may be recalled from Norfolk. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter at the owners' meetings in Phoenix, Arizona, looking forward to April 6th as the opening day of the voluntary offseason program for Baltimore Ravens. Minter was asked if Lamar would participate.
We're excited about the offseason program. I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points, but you know, the off-season program is voluntary, and we're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up.
That story is to be continued. Caps on the ice last night with a long-shot playoff bid hanging in the balance, taking on the Flyers in D.C.
McMichael slams on the brakes, feeds it to the interior. There's Roy. One more. Goes down.
Joe B had the call on monumental Alex Ovechkin making history again. 20th season of 30-plus goals for the Grade 8, and more importantly, a 6-4 win over Philly, moving within 1 point of the 11th-place Flyers, only 3 points out of the final playoff spot. The time now is 6:37. When we return, a leader should lead.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
For 35 minutes yesterday, Sean, Jesse Minter deflected as best as he could these questions from the Baltimore sports reporters down in Phoenix. But you heard that comment about Lamar coming. You know, is he going to come on April 6th when the offseason program? And in the middle of that comment, he said, but the sessions are voluntary.
Right.
And so this is just a fascinating situation. Here's a guy, a leader of the team, perhaps the best athlete in the NFL, making $75 million this year against the cap or whatever that number is. I know that they've renegotiated. And he can't show up for voluntary off-season program.
Is it definitive?
No,
that he's
no,
not going to show?
It's not definitive. But even the fact that Jesse Minter had to qualify
right.
it by saying it's voluntary is ridiculous.
If there's fire in the belly, if he wants to win a Super Bowl ring, he'll show up and put in the work.
And I think if he doesn't show up, I think that sends a message to his teammates that maybe I'm in it for the money and not maybe for, you know, for the end goal. Well, the ultimate goal for every team that starts off a new season is to lift the Lombardi Trophy.
If he doesn't show up, the message he's sending is it's not important to me, and if that's the case, why should it be important to you?
Yeah.
Especially in an offseason like this, with so much change, new coaches, new head coach,
yeah,
new
think.
Offense,
right.
new nomenclature,
yeah, exactly.
everything.
Yeah, it's not like it's the same old, same old.
He better be there.
Yeah. All right, very good point. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Tonight at 9 o'clock, President Trump will address the nation about the Operation Epic Fury, the military combat operations ongoing in Iran. President Trump told Europe and Gulf states yesterday that to fix the Strait of Hormuz themselves, amid reports he's willing to end the war without reopening the Strait. He went on to say, you'll have to start learning how to fight for yourself. Go get your own oil. Our job, our mission was to knock out the Navy, the Air Force, to get the enriched nuclear uranium, that would pose a nuclear threat, either through a dirty bomb or something else on top of a missile, to degrade most of their ballistic missiles, their drones, and so on. That's the mission. It's not regime change. It's not to put Marines on Karg Island. It's not to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. We don't get any oil from the Strait of Hormuz. That is not an America First priority. America First here is protecting Americans from the theocratic nutbags that run Iran with a nuclear weapon. So President Trump is now telling NATO, and we got all these countries in NATO now. Spain can't land here, can't fly over here. Italy, I thought Italy's prime minister, president, was friends with President Trump. Was Giorgia Meloni? Now Italy's just saying you can't use the Air Force base in Italy, and the UK's been giving us a hard time. I think what needs to be done here, and President Trump knows this, I don't think he's going to admit this publicly, this is really showing how weak NATO is without us. Without the United States, NATO is nothing. And that might be one of the reasons why, let's cut this thing short, do whatever we can, and get out before NATO is exposed. Because once they're exposed, China will know it, Russia will know it, everybody will know it. That without the United States, NATO is bad news. He went on to say, United States of America is in serious discussions with a new and more reasonable regime to end our military operations in Iran. Great progress has been made. But for any reason the deal is not surely reached, which it probably will be, then we'll conclude our lovely stay in Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, I think, gave a preview of what the president might say tonight. He did, I think, an excellent job in under 2 minutes.
Many Americans are asking, why did the United States have to attack Iran now? Well, let me explain. Iran wants to have nuclear weapons. Of that, there is zero doubt. If what they truly wanted, which is what they claim, is nuclear energy, well, they could have nuclear energy like all the other countries in the world have it. And that is, you import the fuel and you build reactors above ground. That's not what Iran has done. They build their reactors and their facilities deep in mountains, away from the public glare. And they want to enrich that material. The same equipment that they could use to enrich material for energy, they could use to quickly enrich it to weapons grade. So it is clear that they've been offered every opportunity to have a nuclear program that allows them to have energy, not weapons, and every single time they have turned it down. But why the attack now? Well, what was Iran trying to do? Iran was trying to build a conventional shield, in essence, have so many missiles, have so many drones, that no one could attack them, and they were well on their way. We were on the verge of an Iran that had so many missiles and so many drones that no one could do anything about their nuclear weapons program in the future. That was an intolerable risk. Under no circumstances can a country run by radical Shia clerics with an apocalyptic vision of the future ever possess nuclear weapons, and under no circumstances can they be allowed to hide and protect that program and their ambitions behind a shield of missiles and drones that no one can do anything about. This was our last best chance to eliminate that conventional threat, that conventional shield that they were trying to build, and the president made the right decision to wipe it out now. That is the goal of this operation, to destroy their conventional missiles and their drone program so they can't hide behind it and finally have to deal with the world seriously about never, ever having nuclear weapons.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio giving, I think, a preview of the same kinds of themes you'll hear tonight from President Trump as he addresses the nation at 9 o'clock. You'll hear it here live on WCBM. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, broken down vehicle cleared now from the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, pushed out of there and down towards the ramp at Key Highway. So now they're in the painted out area. That's the good news. The bad news is just that one situation where that vehicle was in that lane for about 20 minutes, maybe 25, backed us up on 95. We're now backed up almost back to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to Pulaski Highway. So we went from 10 minutes up to now we're about 20 to 25 minute delays southbound on the move once again. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, just looking around, spotted what appears to be a wreck coming out of the old Harbor Tunnel northbound 895, north of the tunnel, heading up to the bridge as you get up eventually towards Ponca Street and up towards O'Donnell Street. They're coming out of the tube and they're staying in the left-hand lane, even though they have access to the right lane. The first responders are there with this, what appears to be a minor wreck on the shoulder northbound on 895. So you're also looking at a delay now developing there that may go back through the tunnel. And we'll keep an eye on that as well. A lot of stuff happening right now at the tunnels. Just looked at the Beltway very quickly. Already slow at Hartford Road. The west side is already 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy today on the high in the low to mid 80s. Chance for a scattered shower or storm possible this evening and tonight. Temps will be into the upper 50s and cloudy and cooler tomorrow as we kick off Holy Week. Right now, 64 in Pikesville, and it is 57 and windy in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
We can all relax. It's almost over.
You know, I was just thinking before, I said to myself, I said to Kristen the same thing. I said, technically it's Wednesday, but really it's Moon Day.
Yes.
I'll get it.
This is a big deal today.
Yeah, the moon launch.
Oh, moon launch. Oh.
Yeah, the moon launch today. We can we can arrange one for you, Maggie.
I think I need that. I could use a good vacation.
You can use a distraction.
With Alice Crampton.
That's right.
To the moon, Alice.
Burger King is adding candied maple bacon to its breakfast menu. So now you get the new double candied maple bacon and egg and cheese croissant.
Oh dear Lord, have mercy.
Just to, if you wanted to know. 440 calories, 24 grams of fat, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 37 grams of carbs, 12 grams of sugar.
Who cares?
All right, as long as it tastes good, right? Doesn't matter.
Give me some tastemaker with every order.
Right.
Hit me a throwdown.
Starting today, you can buy one, get one free footlong deal at Subway. If you like Subway stuff, but you got to have the app. Use the promo code footlong BOGO, FLBOGO. And the other catch is you can't get on the Fresh Fit 5-Meat Italian or Big Hot Pastrami subs. They're exempt from the deal.
Come on.
Papa John's now getting in the toasted sandwich business. They're offering Philly cheesesteaks, chicken bacon ranch, and steak and mushroom toasted sandwiches at Papa John's.
Wow.
Very nice.
Known for just pizza. Speaking of pizza, Little Caesars. Putting on four different flavors on one pizza crust. So it's something for everybody. So you get cheese, pepperoni, jalapeno, and bacon all on one pizza. So how about that?
On the crust.
On the crust. Four and one, six is called $7.99. That's a pretty good deal.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Very good deal.
Dubai-style chocolate Easter bunny hits Lidl shelves for the holiday. If you're looking for a chocolate Easter bunny, the big one at Costco is like $50. It's huge.
What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, eat it very slowly.
But it's going to get funky after a while. I mean,
yeah. Not if you, you know, wrap it up and take care of it.
Just add to my twitch in my eye. It would make me have an extra
that's right.
Busy twitch.
Remember the little ones you used to get in your Easter basket? You know, those were there.
Sure.
And, of course, the eggs, the buttercream eggs, they were my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see them a lot anymore, sadly.
Mary Sue. Yeah.
Mary Sue. Sue. Right, yeah, Mary
right
Sue
here.
Easter eggs.
Marin chocolates or whatever.
Sing that song. Mary Sue Easter eggs.
Oh, yes. Right, your Easter Chuck. Parade.
Right.
Something butter makes everything better.
Using pure butter makes Mary Sue better.
And you never
you
had, it,
never
so
had
rich.
It so rich. You bitch. That wasn't in there.
I think you, didn't you date a Mary Sue in Irvington years ago?
Used to be on Caton Avenue, right where I lived. They used to stop by there and they'd give us some free.
You used to tick alert everybody.
Excuse me? How would you know what I tickled, Mr. Casey?
You are a legend in Irvington, Mr. Whitaker. You are.
I read the bathroom walls there.
Your reputation preceded you. You're much older than I. I was just a young lad looking up to him. Maybe one day.
I should have beat your ass when you were that age. You know that? I really should. I should have come down off of Yale Avenue and beaten your ass.
I was on Eldon Road.
That's right, Eldon. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody I knew once lived there.
My aunt used to take me to the Irvington Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Where that right on the corner? Now it's all barred up.
Augusta Avenue.
Yeah. No longer. Shake Shack is out with its new pimento cheese burger and chicken sandwich with pimento cheese on it, if you like pimento cheese. And finally, today is the last day that Herman's Bakery will
Very
have
sad.
Its doors open.
103 years.
As long as they say they have enough to make donuts and a few other baked items. But once it's gone, that's it, and Herman's will shutter its doors. It's 103 years. Wow, that's crazy.
Good job. Good stuff.
Good stuff is crazy. Remember the marshmallow donut?
That was Herman's. Their trademark.
Yeah, it was. It was good stuff.
I liked the little, I don't know what they were made of, but they were little light cookies, but they had a dollop of chocolate on top.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they were like a butter cookie with a little chocolate dollop on it. Delicious.
That's it.
Yeah, very good.
Quick update?
Yes, sir.
The wreck is gone now. Just one car left on the shoulder coming out of the old harbor tunnel.
Thank you, sir. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You want to join us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. What do you expect the president to say tonight? Is he going to wrap things up? Is he going to say it's over? Or is he going to ask for more time? It'll be interesting to see. We'll have a complete coverage for you tomorrow morning here on KCN Company, best of which you can hear each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
Well, you referenced what he said about you. He's attacked you. He called you the foul-mouthed governor of Maryland who fraudulently stated that he received military medals. He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack. I'm out of touch.
.652, President Trump saying regarding France, Spain, Italy, their lack of cooperation. He said the country of France wouldn't let planes headed to Israel load up with military supplies, fly over French territory. France has been very unhelpful with respect to the butcher of Iran, who has been successfully eliminated. The United States will remember. And he went on to say in a Truth Social post, all of those countries that can't get jet fuel because of the Strait of Hormuz, like the United Kingdom, which refused to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, I have a suggestion for you. Number one, buy from the U.S. We have plenty. And number two, build up some delayed courage, go to the Strait, and just take it. You'll have to start learning how to fight for yourself. The USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done. Go get your own oil, signed President Donald J. Trump. And there's a new Gallup poll out saying Americans don't like the high prices at the gas pump, but it's not the issue consumers identify as the country's most pressing concern. So, yeah, we don't like the high prices, but we're not bothered by the gas spike after Iran strikes, knowing that President Trump is trying his darndest to protect us from the lunatic, murderous, mad mullahs of Iran. So we're up a little over a dollar a gallon in just about a month's time. And once this whole thing gets resolved, And I'm sure it will be resolved with some kind of deal. Otherwise, Iran will be completely decimated. Then we'll start seeing these prices start to come back down. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And he's on tonight at 9.
Yes, he is.
Tell us an update.
Yep, he'll be here live on WCBM. You'll hear it all right here.
We'll find out what he has to say. Everything's good here at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. And we're all fine in that area from Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge. The morning backup, not quite there yet. I-97 still getting a free roll right through the ramp at Route 32 down to the bridge at 178. For heading towards the Capitol Beltway, minor wreck on the shoulder. Not much of a problem yet. 95 southbound at 198. I would be on the lookout for maybe some brake lights developing as you're coming south from Route 216. We had problems earlier at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up. We're backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up about the same area. 25 to 30-minute delays already this morning southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. We're going to be a partly cloudy with highs in the low to mid-80s. Chance for a scattered shower storm possible this evening. And tonight, temps in the upper 50s for Holy Thursday. Tomorrow, cloudy and much cooler. And then we look at, again, maybe cooler weekend for Good Friday. And things might warm back up on Saturday into Easter Sunday with a chance of some rain. Right now, cloudy, 62 in the city, 60 in Stevensville. I just got an email from one of our listeners. This is from Marty, saying an April Fool's joke has just been played on Baltimore County taxpayers and the IG bill. And that was to let the Baltimore County Inspector General look at the school finances and the school budget and so on and so forth. They can't even vote on it legally in Baltimore County. That's how bad things are. But he said the IG bill has been gutted. The version that passed the House and being heard in the Senate today does nothing that it was created to do. It lacks authority for the County Inspector General to investigate Baltimore County public schools. The power for the county council to grant that authority has been deleted, and no enforceable oversight or accountability mechanism. So the big question here is, what does this bill do? Well, it basically tells the state inspector general and the county inspector general to try and find a way to work together. That's it. A memorandum of understanding that isn't even mandatory to finalize. This basically is, as Marty puts it, a participation trophy bill. We need real oversight. The law already allows the offices to work together. We don't need a new law to tell them to have a meeting. So, again, the Baltimore County Senate delegation will weigh in today. You can tell them, do not support this placeholder bill. Either fix it or restore the oversight authority or kill it. No more smoke and mirrors. That hearing today at 1 o'clock. All right, thanks for the update on that, Marty. We also learned from the Baltimore Sun this morning that U.S. Marshals are now escorting the MPRP power line surveyors onto properties in Carroll County. PSEG, the utility company that's conducting these preliminary surveys across Carroll, Baltimore, and Frederick, several landowners had threatened do not come on their land. And U.S. District Court of Maryland ruled on March the 5th that U.S. Marshals can now accompany land surveyors onto three specific properties in Carroll County and that they can use reasonable force to help PSEG carry out their surveys. Now, what does that mean? Reasonable force. I think you're asking for problems when, thank God it's not deadly force, because that would be the next major issue. And now the county has been told that, especially in Manchester, U.S. Marshals can enter four more properties in the Manchester area. Sheriff DeWeese and the Undersheriff Justin Baker now are on site on these properties, hopefully to keep everybody calm, cool, and collected so that nobody tempers don't flare and we have an unfortunate incident. All because, and whatever happened to Governor Moore, I stand with the people. Remember he said that? He goes, this will not stand. It seems like it's standing pretty well to me. Doesn't seem like anybody is, I know we've had delegates in Baltimore County, Carroll County, elsewhere, and state senators trying to help, but the eminent domain machine continues to wage its wars on property and landowners.
And real quick, I mean, I know you're saying a judge is allowing that, but who ultimately can order or oversees the U.S. Marshals? Don't they ultimately fall under the Department of Justice?
They do.
So Pam Bondi?
Yeah.
So that should be a Trump administration thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why they couldn't reach out.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could reach out to the Justice Department and ask the U.S. Marshals to stand down. But then I guess a judge could order state troopers to do it. So, you know, it's six and one half dozen the other.
I don't
know
if a judge could order them to do anything if I had to be an official.
Yeah. It's a good question. Thanks, Kristen. 659 Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that Rescue Orsine is an incredible supplement. It is going to help fuel your body's energy without the temporary stimulation of your sympathetic nervous system, which causes, you know, these incredible, I mean, you get these boosts, these energy boosts, then you crash, whether it's from caffeine or the energy drinks or whatever you might be using. This is sustainable all-day energy that is fuel for your cells. It is developed by a cardiologist. It is can help regulate blood pressure. It's heart healthy, and it's not going to lead to those bursts of spikes and crashes like other stuff does as well. The coupon code is MyEnergy. Buy one, get one free. Use the code MyEnergy when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log online to res-q.com for Rescue Orsine. It's 7 o'clock. Stick with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Iran war will be the topic of tonight's presidential address to the nation, and we already have some idea what the president might have to say.
President Trump told reporters he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in. We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in six months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon, and they'll become tumbling down.
But as for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, through which some 20% of the world's oil passes...
That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up.
The White House says the president will address the nation on the war Wednesday night. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran has hit an oil tanker off the coast of Qatar. Kuwait's airport targeted as well. On the other side, airstrikes have hit underground military targets in Iran. When the Supreme Court hears arguments today on the question of birthright citizenship, the president will be in the High Court gallery. He plans to attend those arguments in person. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order designed to crack down on mail-in voter fraud. The president says mail-in voting has been subject to rampant cheating. In his words, it's horrible what's gone on. If all goes according to plan, NASA's Artemis II lunar mission will blast off this evening. 4 astronauts scheduled to do a flyby of the moon without landing or orbiting before they return to Earth. Wall Street, Dow futures up 305 points. The Nasdaq futures 221 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Coming to movie theaters from Sight and Sound Films.
George Whitfield has arrived to awaken the colonies.
One man was led by faith.
Arise! Come forth!
The other was a man of reason.
I am just the lightning rod. And who is the saucepan?
This Easter weekend, an unlikely friendship shaped a nation.
One candle illuminates a thousand.
A great awakening. In theaters April 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have improved a little bit coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the north on 95, coming south now. Back at one point, was back to Moravia Road. Right now, we're just around the Eastern Avenue Bridge from there through O'Donnell Street and into the tunnels. So it stands right now at maybe a 15-minute delay. 895, though, is still backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. More than likely there, 20 to 25-minute delays right now, but all the lanes are moving. So we'll just keep a close watch on that. All the stuff on the Beltway is the normal delay. The Parkville side at Hartford Road filling in quickly on the inner loop at Greenspring. And the west side is already there. It's been there for a while. 795 breaking loose finally after the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking our next weather maker today. First, we're going to warm up again with high temperatures headed into the low and mid-80s. We are tracking some scattered late-day showers and thunderstorms tonight, with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in Owings Mills and 62 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Protests against a proposed ICE facility in Williamsport continued Tuesday before the Washington County Commissioners meeting in Hagerstown. Demonstrators, including members of Washington County Indivisible, are protesting the county's approval for the facility, which would convert a warehouse into an ICE detention site. County commissioners say they've met with the Department of Homeland Security, and they've been told it will not be a detention facility. It will be a holding center to process detainees. The state has sued to stop the facility, saying the feds moved forward without proper environmental review or public input. And Maryland joins a coalition of 21 state and local governments in challenging the Trump administration's repeal of limits on power plant emissions like mercury. Attorney General Anthony Brown and the coalition say rolling back the 2024 mercury and air toxics standards will harm the environment and public health. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 258, the pick 4, 2741. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. With the big news, of course, last night, Zach Eflin removed from the game in the fourth inning with right elbow discomfort. Imaging to be done today. O's fans, of course, fearing the worst. But the other story is the bullpen. Overworked and under siege.
1-1. And there's a swing and a well-hit ball. Deep out to left. That one is. And Danny Jansen, with a three-run homer, has opened it up at long last.
Dave Raymond had the call on the Rangers Sports Network. Into the birdbath it went, and so did the O's. 8-5 to the Rangers. After the game, manager Albernez acknowledging Eflin will go on the IL, but vague on the bullpen.
Yeah, we'll make the corresponding move, and then it'll help out the bullpen, yes. Yeah, we just need, obviously, the pen's running hot. So
that pen taxed over the last 4 1/3 innings, 18. I'm sorry, an ERA of four games, 18 1/3 innings, an ERA of 5.50. Now, sources telling the Baltimore Sun that Albert Suarez's contract may be selected to help that bullpen, and of course Dean Kramer, who's scheduled to pitch Friday for Norfolk, that plan is under review. Elsewhere in the division, the Big Three: Yanks get more shutout ball from Max Fried, blank the Mariners 5-0. Jays still hot, 5-1 over the Rockies, and the Red Sox drubbed by the Astros last night, 9-2 was the final. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter pointing towards April 6th. That's the day that the Ravens' offseason program begins, especially important this year because there's so much new.
It's like, you know, you got to learn. There's a lot to learn. There's new systems. There's you know, really all three phases. There's a lot of new things. There's new coordinators. There's new coaches.
Finally, Tiger Woods with a major announcement yesterday, stepping away from golf to seek treatment, this coming 4 days after his arrest on suspicion of DUI and refusal to submit to a lawful test stemming from a rollover crash in Florida. Two loose oxycodone pills were allegedly found in Woods' pocket. Coming up in 30 minutes, stunning news from UMBC. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Maryland Democrats continue to try to protect illegal aliens and criminals and juvenile thugs, but not so much when it comes to abuse victims and other law-abiding citizens. We have the details on that. The Supreme Court ended the Colorado ban on conversion therapy, saying it was a violation of First Amendment, and that is a big victory for many in the Christian community and for counselors trying to counsel those that are confused by their gender and other issues. But our top story here today, is the day. Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments which could possibly end the birthright citizenship as it is outlined in the 14th Amendment's Citizenship Clause. The case, Trump versus Barbera, was a executive order the president signed saying that, you know, again, that folks that come into this country and try to drop what's called an anchor baby, that these individuals... Now, what the Trump executive order did not do was try to take away citizenship from those in the country lawfully that gave birth into the United States. But what it is trying to do was to make sure that it disincentivized people to the birth tourism in China, those coming in from Central America, South America, whatever the case may be, to make sure that those babies would not be considered U.S. citizens. And we'll tell you the reasons why in just a second. But President Trump is going in a rare moment to attend the oral arguments today at the Supreme Court.
It didn't have to do with the protection of multimillionaires and billionaires wanting to have their children get an American citizenship. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's been so badly handled by legal people over the years.
It really has. Handling one of the cases for the United States is Graziella Pastor. She's the associate legal counsel for the White House, and she talked about today's oral arguments.
Now, the Constitution grants citizenship to those, one, born in the U.S., and two, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, what does that mean? Well, tomorrow, we're going to be arguing in front of the Supreme Court that history shows that it means that an individual owes their primary allegiance to the United States and not a foreign power.
Yeah, and this is a two-part argument. One is that the original writers of the 14th Amendment, founding fathers and those that were coming out post-Civil War, they wanted the slaves' children. They freed the slaves, number one, but they wanted the children that of the slaves that were born on U.S. soil to be U.S. citizens. And two is the allegiance argument. And that means that if you're subject to the jurisdiction thereof, your allegiance primary and only would be to the United States of America. That's why the Native Americans weren't given citizenship, because their allegiance was to the tribal lands, to the tribe itself, to the reservation. They didn't pledge allegiance to the United States at that time. And that means, foreigners, the children of diplomats and people who are here illegally, you don't have an allegiance to the United States. If you're a Mexican national, even though you might flee Mexico to come to the United States, you're still a Mexican national. Your allegiance is to Mexico and not to the United States. Now, once you become a naturalized citizen of the United States, then you have an allegiance to the United States. And then that's what. So I think it's going to be all around those arguments, and especially the allegiance argument, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, a lot of people think Supreme Court's not going to buy it. You got to watch Roberts. You got to watch Amy Coney Barrett and maybe Gorsuch. I think the others are pretty much it's going to be very interesting oral arguments today, and so we'll have highlights of that for you tomorrow as well. What do you think? Will the Supreme Court end birthright citizenship? Will they have the guts to do it, or will they chicken out as they do sometimes in big cases? 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes. A man that never chickens out. Oh, he does like to take out chicken. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Thanks, Easter Bunny. It has not been a good day at the Harbor Tunnels. Here's another wreck, 895 northbound. This is above the toll plaza and going into the tunnel again. They're trying to get the vehicles cleared out now. Just saw both the police cars north. I hope there's not another problem as we're coming out of the tunnel on the northbound side. So we'll have to double check on that, see where we stand with that situation. But they were backed up into the ramp in the toll plaza there, Child Street. And I'm going back to the camera at Shell Road, and we're backed up there, and we're just now backing up to Poteet Street. So this was the new problem on 895 northbound. I'm going to have to go up now and check on the north end to see if they're actually coming out of the tube on the northbound side. Okay, here's two or three more vehicles on the right side north of the tunnel. Jeez, unbelievable today. So we had a problem there. There's at least a mile backup or so on 895. They're trying to clear that now. And earlier, a number of problems left us very slow southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. And now that's gone into more of the normal morning backup on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy today, high in the low to mid 80s. Chance for scattered showers and storms possible this evening and tonight. Overnight temps in the upper 50s, tomorrow cloudy and cooler. Until things warm back up on the weekend. Right now, 64 Glen Burnie, and it is 64 in Pasadena. Time for our Mega Movement Update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before. There's no need to
feel down. I said, young man. So yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order to reform mail-in ballot and crack down on the mail-in ballot issue. And here's what he had to say about the mail-in ballots.
The only people that don't want to do voter ID are people that cheat. There's no other reason for it. Proof of citizenship, they want to be able to cheat. There's no reason. They have all sorts of reasons, excuses, but it's all nonsense. They want to cheat.
And so what they're going to do on every ballot envelope will now get a USPS barcode and a code. One envelope per vote, full tracking. This is how you can ensure real accountability can be delivered if needed. The Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, said none of this time we have no idea. There's no observers to mail. There's no envelopes. There's no certainty. That's all going to go away. Mail-in voting just was secured by this executive order. It's long overdue. I would like to see the ballots themselves be watermarked. To make sure, because, you know, there might be some funny business going on. You can open up the ballot and replace it with something else. And even though the barcode says one thing, the ballots should be watermarked. I think, don't know if it's gone that far. I have to go pull the executive order, but it's a step in the right direction. That is for sure. And then, of course, more federal judicial activism and interference. A federal judge yesterday ordered President Trump's administration to halt construction on the privately funded White House ballroom. This was a Judge Richard Leon, a George W. Bush appointee, saying that Congress had to approve the construction project. Does anybody actually think that President Trump would not make the White House ballroom bigger and better? And, again, he's all about beautifying Washington, D.C. with the National Guard. And so I think that this is just they try to stick it to him every way they can. And they judge shop. The left goes out and they judge shop for a judge they think is going to be sympathetic to the cause. Trump has responded and reacted to the White House ballroom.
This has the highest level of, in fact, they call this graph, this grass, it's bulletproof and it's ballistic proof.
And by the way, the king of Great Britain, King Charles, is going to make a state visit. And wouldn't it be nice to have, I don't think it'd be done in time anyway, but in the future, you know, for about 150 years, presidents and administrations and White House staff have longed for a large event space on the White House complex that can hold substantially more guests. They don't have to have them spill over into the White House lawn on temporary chairs under tents. I mean, it's really tacky. This is, we're the most powerful nation on earth, and the White House, one of the most recognized buildings. But again, this is all about just trying to get under Trump's skin, and of course, that will be appealed as well. An Obama judge's order the president to restore legal status to hundreds of thousands of migrants who entered the United States through the Biden-era cell phone app. That was the, what was it, Border One or something, if I remember correctly. I can't remember the exact name of it. I should have been an open border app is what it was. But more than 900,000 illegals entered the United States on, it was the CPB1 app. That's what it was called. And now a judge has ordered them to be readmitted. And find another Obama judge blocking President Trump's executive order aimed at ending federal funding for NPR and PBS. These people get enough money from their donors and folks that watch or listen to these outlets. They do not need to be taxpayer funded and supported. I can tell you right now, I've seen some of the facilities at these places, and they make some of the commercial radio stations and the TV stations look like we're dealing with Tinker Toys and Lincoln Logs. It's just amazing. And it comes with, of course, the left-wing bias that they carry at NPR and PBS. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is, again, we do now, we have Vice President Vance in charge of fraud. We have another guy, a U.S. attorney out of the Justice Department, who's going to be specifically focused on fraud. Remember the fraud that was discovered by Nick Shirley in Little Mogadishu, with the Leering Center and the millions and millions, and if not billions of dollars of fraud. Now in California, a rampant fraud has been discovered there. Over 89 different hospices billing Medicaid have been discovered in one vacant building. That's just one example. You have doctors that are 87 years old. They claim to be treating, seeing 8, 9, 10 patients a day. The doctor I saw interviewed said he treats maybe 1 to 2 patients a week. Because he's semi-retired. But somehow they're using these doctors and these storefronts and these, again, the Medicaid and Medicare fraud in California is off the charts. They believe that Los Angeles alone is responsible for 20% of all Medicaid fraud in the country today. And Bessent says he's, they're going to crack down and they're going to find them and they're going to punish them.
We've gotten over 700 leads.
Right.
Many of them are now active. And so just go treasury.gov, and it's right there prominently on the website, and we can pay up to a 30% reward for the recovered fund.
Now let's hope that that is the case. That's the way it is. 437 days now into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more on the birthright citizenship case and the allegiance argument coming up in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company.
WCBM Baltimore. Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates.
Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the accident vehicles are out of the tunnel on the northbound side of 895. There were two or three vehicles involved and what looked to be at least the tractor part of a tractor trailer. So that, in the meantime, is now in the painted out area for the traffic coming out of the tunnel on the northbound side. Still backed up, though, on 895 back to at least Poteet Street, for the traffic working its way north coming up from I-97 and the spur in that area. So that's the reason for the backup. It's going into the tunnel, but you'll have a delay for at least 10 minutes right now on the northbound side. And once you get past that wreck leaving the tunnel, no problems there. Both the tunnels now backed up again on 95 towards Moravia Road, and 895 was also backed up in basically that same area, Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. So 20 to 25 minute delay still there, but trying to improve a little bit at least on 895 South. There's a new report of a wreck. We'll never see it. No traffic cameras on the JFX in the city. Speed cameras, but no traffic cameras. Southbound JFX, report of an accident after the Guilford Avenue ramp that may be in the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy today, a little bit 80s, chance for a scattered shower or storm possible this evening and overnight in the upper 50s. And right now we're looking at 61 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 65 under cloudy skies in Severn. We're talking about the birthright citizenship case coming before the Supreme Court today, oral arguments. And again, swing votes. We're looking at the three lefties on the court. They're going to vote against Trump. And I think you're looking at Alito, Kavanaugh, and Thomas voting with Trump. So that's 3-3. And then the votes in question would be Justice Roberts and, of course, Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett. And so it's possible Gorsuch swings with the rest of the court there, giving four votes. And then it's really up to Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett on this. And the question here is, and I understand there are some people saying this would really be bad policy. You know, number one, if it's bad law, it's bad law. And we've had instances where the Constitution, you might want to look, go back at the Dred Scott decision. And we've had Supreme Court decisions that had to be overturned. We've had amendments that have been changed and overturned. And maybe Congress needs to clarify that. But under no certain, you can't be a sovereign nation and allow people to come into your country and break the laws of your country. And then, again, this is called birth tourism. The Chinese are doing it in Hawaii. They're doing it in other parts of American territories. They're doing it here in the United States, where they have it's a business. They have a whole thing. They have folks that that get pregnant on purpose to deliver here on U.S. soil so that they have their U.S. citizenship. And that, I mean, I hope some of that comes out today in the arguments before the Supreme Court. Then we have the illegal aliens that come over for whatever reason, economic, religious, political. And again, if they're granted asylum, that's fine. But they should, their children should not be considered U.S. citizens until they by themselves become naturalized citizens of the United States. You must have no allegiance to any foreign power, any foreign government, any foreign country whatsoever, except to the United States of America. And if you don't have that, you're subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, not of these other foreign powers and governments. And I think that's a pretty, I've not seen any legal argument, because it did not apply to Native Americans, because they had an allegiance to their tribe, not to the United States government, and they were excluded from the 14th Amendment. They did not get citizenship back in the day. It was the children of slaves that were given citizenship because they did have allegiance, to the United States, even though it could be somewhat questionable based on their experience of having been brought over by slave traders and forced to work here in many, many times just horrible, horrifying conditions. So, again, I just think this is going to be a very fascinating argument today before the Supreme Court. Wall Street Journal has a piece today. If you want to read more about it, I would recommend it. Randy Barnett has the piece. Trump is right on birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment's authors would have excluded illegal and visiting aliens from U.S. jurisdiction. You go back and you read some of the Republicans and wrote, because remember, Republicans are the ones that freed the slaves. And the people like Lyman Trumbull and John Bingham and others that argued that the subject to the jurisdiction meant not owing allegiance to anybody else, whether to be a tribe or a foreign power. Then Congressman John Bingham said that, again, he talked about the 14th Amendment using the same framework, referring after ratification to persons born in the U.S. and not owing allegiance to any foreign power. The only voice that disagreed was a Republican, Jacob Howard, who said the clause would include every other class of persons besides children of diplomats. But in isolation, you look at everything else, his statement does not support the rest of the... And that's not what Congress passed, okay? Congress did put the phrase subject to the jurisdiction thereof in the 14th Amendment, which eventually did pass. So there have been other Supreme Court cases that have danced around the birthright citizenship case, like Wong versus Ark and a few others, but none of them have addressed specifically what President Trump have been arguing in his executive order. So another historic case before the Supreme Court, and we'll see. We probably won't get the results of that until June or July of this year, but it is going to be fascinating to listen to oral arguments today, and we'll have the highlights for you tomorrow here on the show. All right, coming up next, it is, the Supreme Court, actually with an incredible 8-1 ruling on ending the ban on conversion therapy. We'll deal with that in just a moment. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police have released surveillance video of three suspects in connection with a deadly weekend shooting. The victim was shot in the 1400 block of North Bond Street shortly before 10 p.m. on Sunday night, and he died as a result of his injuries. The victim is identified as 22-year-old Sean Hicks Jr. Police say the suspects fled northbound into the 1500 block of North Bond Street after the shooting. The videos are posted on the BPD's social media sites. And the State Highway Administration is beginning construction on a $1.1 million project to improve a section of 30 in Baltimore County. The work at the intersection of the roadway at Bortner and Dover Roads in the Upper Co area will improve motorist safety and highway drainage. Officials say to ensure safety, there will be temporary daytime and overnight lane closures on 30, Bortner and Dover Roads while crews are working. Detour routes will be posted and drivers should plan for extra travel time. The project is expected to be completed by the end of 2026, weather permitting. And no charges will be filed in a deadly police-involved shooting in Cambridge. The September 2025 shooting happened at the Deep Harbor Estates after reports that a man with a knife was chasing a woman. Officers tried to de-escalate the situation, but police say 30-year-old Ryan Garcia charged at an officer. Police deployed their tasers, but they were ineffective, and Garcia ran toward Corporal Jacob Weber, who discharged his service weapon, striking Garcia multiple times. The Maryland Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division has determined that the officer did not commit a crime under Maryland law, and he will not be prosecuted. And an Ocean City man has been sentenced for a deadly hit-and-run crash in December of 2024. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on.
Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. Or visit them at saferetirementsolutions.com.
732 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the
There's some slowing on the Beltway now. If you're coming up the interloop between I-70 and Liberty Road, it's starting to slow at Liberty Road. We had a report there may be a wreck on the outer loop after 795. They might be looking at that. So the outer loop is already backed up anyway, but now the inner loop is slowing, and then it gets better after 795 going up towards Reisterstown Road, only to slow again towards Green Spring Avenue. But right now the concern is coming up from I-70 and at Liberty Road. There's some slowing, so they're obviously looking at something that may be on the outer loop. The rest of the Beltway continues at the normal delay. Nothing big on the JFX on the north end. We had a report downtown. There was an accident in the left-hand lane southbound on the expressway after the Guilford Avenue ramp. Slow recovery, but getting better from some earlier problems going into the northbound side of the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking our next weather maker today. First, we're going to warm up again with high temperatures headed into the low and mid 80s. We are tracking some scattered late day showers and thunderstorms tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, at the risk of burying the lead, we'll start you with a polar bear moment at Camden Yards.
In time.
High fly ball. Pete Alonso to deep left center field. And there it is. Pete Alonso takes his old teammate Jacob DeGrom deep for his first home run as a Baltimore Oriole.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, the 265th of Alonso's career, but it wasn't nearly enough as the Birds drop another one 8-5 to the Rangers, and now to the lead. Zach Eflin pitching brilliantly, striking out 7, removed from the game in the fourth, right elbow discomfort, imaging to be done tomorrow. Manager Craig Albernez after the game.
He said he felt it a few pitches before that. Yeah, with Eflin, he's going to be evaluated tomorrow, get imaging tomorrow, but you know, more than likely it'll be an IL.
More than likely on the IL. And then moments later, it was the reality of it, according to the manager.
Obviously, everyone is feeling for Zach right now. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, there's a game tomorrow. And then it's a game the next day.
The game tomorrow is today, of course. Daytime baseball at 12:35 with Trevor Rogers on the hill trying to stem this two-game slide. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter took the mic yesterday at the NFL owners' meetings, pointing towards April 6th as the beginning of the team's off-season workouts. That's next week. And though it's voluntary, why it's important to be there.
I mean, it starts with the relationships, getting a chance to be around the guys, working together, them starting to understand my personality and how we want to operate, the standards that we want to create for ourselves, and then just like, you know, you got to learn. There's a lot to learn.
And on that note, former Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger wading into commentary on who he thinks the next Super Bowl champ will be from the AFC North. This on the Debo and Joe podcast with former teammate James Harrison.
I probably would have said Baltimore because, you know, I think that they've got a you know, what they have going on there in Lamar and that. But here's what I'm going to say. I think that their window's closed. Like, it's closing.
Roethlisberger picking Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And finally, a stunning piece of news from the campus of UMBC. The school canceling the rest of softball season amid coaching turmoil. Head coach Angie Nicholson and her husband and assistant coach Rick Nicholson fired in March, 5 days after accusations that Rick Nicholson had brushed the chests of two female players while attempting to swat away insects. This, according to the parents of three three players who spoke on condition of anonymity. The time now is 7:37. When we return, one man's trash, another man's treasure.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
As usual, Sean, it's all about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. John Harbaugh, the former Ravens coach, gave a 30-minute interview at the players, at the owners' meetings to New York media. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. The comments from Giants fans posted after the interview. I mean, some of these are just priceless. This is the coach I've always wanted. Wow. We're in good hands. Let's go, Giants. Coach Harbaugh is exactly what this team, organization, and fan base needs. Can't wait for the draft. Let's go, Giants. I get so fired up hearing Coach Harbaugh talk so passionately. Makes you want to run through a wall. Giants in great hands. These are Giants fans.
Right.
Long-suffering Giants fans.
Yes.
That haven't had Super Bowl glory since
Bill Parcells.
Back in the day. Bill
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And it's so funny. And here we are.
Right.
A city, a town that's consistently in the playoff hunt and got rid of Harbaugh. And that's fine. Okay, change has to happen. But it's all about perspective.
Yeah, certainly. And you take somebody that has not been to the playoffs in years, not won a Super Bowl in years, and they get a new coach or a new owner or a new GM, and there's fresh hope, just like there is for the Orioles every year. Which wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Oh, you went there, didn't you?
I did.
Every year.
I know it's early yet, but I'm not liking what I'm seeing here so far.
But it does spring eternal.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday on, I think it was National Transgender Visibility Day, if I'm not mistaken. I'm wondering if the timing was coincidental or not, but they ruled 8-1 against Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for minors that are gender confused or sexuality confused or whatever the case may be. The dissent came from Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's there are going to be decades of dumb decisions and dissents from this one. I got to tell you, I think this is nothing more than a DEI appointment to the Supreme Court, I believe. You read her dissents. You read her opinions. She couldn't even define what a woman is, okay, in her confirmation hearings. Anyway, the lawsuit was filed by a Christian talk therapist, Kaylee Childs, in Childs versus Salazar. She had argued that Colorado's ban on her talk therapy methods violated her First Amendment rights. Childs counsels children and minor teens struggling with gender identity issues. Justice Gorsuch agreed and said that Colorado's ban on certain talk therapy methods censored speech based on viewpoint. He said, unlike our precedents, bedrock First Amendment principles have far less salience when the speakers are medical professionals. He went on to say the First Amendment stands as a shield against any effort to enforce orthodoxy in thought or speech in this country. End of quote. And I looked it up out of curiosity because I knew Maryland had already gone down this road before, and we did back in 2018. You know who signed the Youth Protection from Harm Act? Or I can't remember what the exact title was, but Governor Lockdown Larry signed the bill saying that therapists could not convert or try to convert or mention anything that was, I would think, opposed to the orthodoxy of the day that was spewed by the American Psychiatric Association. This was the same organization that classified homosexuality as a mental illness. So, you know, you have these medical organizations, they evolve. And medical opinion changes, some based on science, some not. So I think I agree with this. And obviously the other liberals on the court, Kagan and Sotomayor, agreed with the conservatives and the near conservatives. But this is a big win for Christian counselors for free speech yesterday at the Supreme Court. But here in Maryland, my question is, I'm wondering, now, because what this does is it kicks it back to the lower court. So I'm wondering, is this going to basically render what we passed in Maryland 8 years ago? Is that going to be null and void? It should be, because it bans it here in the state of Maryland. I think there are 20 other states as well that have similar laws. Half the country, it's okay to have an opinion that isn't basically endorsed by the medical orthodoxy. And that's what we had out in Colorado. They wanted to shut those therapists down and make sure that they continued that groomer and recruitment effort to the Rainbow Mafia. And that's exactly what they were doing in these cases. I agree that anybody that identifies as the opposite gender or whatever needs help, needs counseling. And you got to make sure that's all the counseling, not just the one perspective, which, as we've said, that changes over time. So a great big ruling yesterday from the Supreme Court. And another disappointing performance by Ketanji Brown Jackson. We'll get your thoughts on that. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake Nails, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Today we're looking for a phone call. That's all. First person to reserve that spot via phone is the winner. Or you have to actually pick the winner. You get a chance to win some WCBM merchandise.
Always a catch.
Yeah, exactly. 743, traffic weather on the 3. Speaking of the catch, here's the fresh catch of the day, Flounder Johnson.
Throw him back. No good.
Unless I saw a face like that, I would have a hook in it. Yeah.
Not easy.
It looks good on you, though.
Yeah, that's right. I brought to you as a service of Bertie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had a little slowdown here on the interloop coming up north of Route 40 up towards I-70. There was a report there may be a wreck in that area. I've been looking up at I-70 and through there, it's moving okay at that point. So there may have been something around the bridge at Crosby Road. It's starting to move a little better now on the interloop. And then the situation, which was slowing above Liberty Road on the interloop, because of that, that corrected itself, and we're on the move once again. Now, after all of that, you'll hit some slowing at Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring, over to the JFX. The northeast outer loop is slow at Bel Air Road. That goes all the way through Delaney Valley Road. And, of course, the traffic coming down the west side is 795 down through Frederick Road. The wreck on the bottom end of the JFX, thanks to a little birdie that got a picture for us on the shoulder, southbound JFX near Guilford Avenue. So coming around the curve from St. Paul Street, it's a little bit slow there as you're heading towards the Orleans Street Viaduct and on the southbound side. We still had problems, heavy traffic going into both the tunnels, no new problems, and the wreck had cleared from the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel. Bernie's Automotive, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month, and you'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cloudy this morning, and it'll be nice and mild again today, low to mid 80s. Chance for scattered showers or storms overnight, upper 50s. And then cloudy and cooler for tomorrow. Right now, cloudy 67 in Parkville, 64 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Some WCBM merchandise. Rick in Halethorpe is our contestant. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning. Morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm sorry. I'm not feeling it. I will go last, please.
All right. Rick was going to go last. Way to go. Here are your three stories. So start with story number one. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has announced that he's going to court-martial two Apache helicopter pilots for a flyby of Trump supporter Kid Rock's Nashville, Tennessee area home on Saturday, which Kid Rock has dubbed the Southern White House. There's video that Kid Rock posted of the two pilots hovering while Kid Rock salutes the pilots, and they temporarily there for about 30 seconds, and then they fly off into the distance. Hegseth says that is a violation of Army protocol. Story two, turns out New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's new free children program isn't free at all. In fact, it is going to cost $60,000 per child. Of course, it'll be free for the people who get the service, but not for the taxpayers who are funding it. And story number three, Sony Pictures is shopping around a limited TV series about Jeffrey Epstein. The show will reportedly star Oscar winner Laura Dern as the real-life Julie K. Brown, the Miami Herald reporter, who began to dig into Epstein in 2017. No word on who will be cast as the now-deceased Jeffrey Epstein. All right. Story one, Hegseth will court-martial those pilots for flying by Kid Rock's house. Story two, Mamdani's free child care program costs $60,000 per child. Or story three, Jeffrey Epstein TV series in the works. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
This is a hard one again, but I think I'm going to go with number one.
All right. Story. Kristen goes for story number one. Chuck?
First off, I have a quick update. There's a wreck on 295 northbound on the parkway north of 197. The vehicle's in the left-hand lane. Thank you. Number one is fake because Hegseth said, no problem. See you guys. Good flight. No problem.
All right. Chuck not only selects, he opines as well. Maggie.
Number one's got to be false. That would be applauded, I would think.
All right. Maggie goes for number one. And Rick?
I'm going to go for number one. I don't believe it.
All right. Yeah, there was a flyby by two Army Apache helicopters at Kid Rock's Southern White House. They were first suspended by the Pentagon, but Hegseth lifted that suspension and said there were no problems there. No punishment, no investigation, no problems. So congratulations, Rick. Everybody is a winner. We'll put you on hold. That's what you said or what Hegseth said?
That's what I said after he told me he was going to say it.
Okay. He called you on the hotline. Look, Chuck, what would you do? Because I know you're a confidant.
I would tell him I really like him. I really
do. Did you have any say in Governor DeSantis signing the bill designated PBI as Donald Trump International Airport?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
They asked me, and I said, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. And so it thus it will be. When does it take place, take effect, you know?
First of the year, I think.
All right. So that's right. Palm Beach International will now be known as Donald J. Trump International Airport.
Right.
And we have, we have other airports named after presidents, right? We've got Reagan.
Sure.
We have George Bush down in Houston.
Right.
All right. So we have Kennedy, yeah,
the
JFK.
Locals don't mind.
Yeah, no.
Locals in Palm Beach.
All right. So there's all sorts. And that's, of course, that's his stomping grounds, as they say.
You better believe it.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at Maryland Democrats continue to protect illegal aliens and criminals and juvenile thugs. But when it comes to law-abiding citizens and the victims of these illegals and abuse, not so much. And so, obviously, that is a problem. Top of the hour, Governor Tax and Spend More responds to Boogate. And we'll ask the question, were the six people killed on the Key Bridge, were they in the country illegally? There's some evidence that may beginning to formulate that that could be the case. We don't know for sure, but we'll play the comments of Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman coming up in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Yeah, in addition to the a victory for the conversion therapy, we also get a verdict. A federal jury in Detroit just awarded nearly $13 million to a longtime IT specialist of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan after she was fired for refusing the jab. And she refused on religious grounds. She's a devout Catholic. With over 30 years working for the company, she requested a religious exemption because she believed the vaccines were developed or tested using fetal cell lines from abortions, conflicting with her faith. Company fired her, and now they just got fired. $13 million awarded to this woman. Incredible. Could have told them that. 7:53 traffic, weather on the threes. Update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like the wreck on the BW Parkway is northbound before 197 because the traffic at 197 was actually doing okay there, very light, which is definitely something wrong because this time of the day it's all backed up. Went back and looked at the camera here at Powder Mill Road, and that's where the backup is actually starting. So if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, several vehicles, and they're saying four or maybe five involved in that wreck on the parkway on the northbound side. If you're coming through Rosedale, there's a new minor wreck there. Not a traffic, though. Pulaski Highway at Chesico Avenue over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It's going to be cloudy, low to mid-80s. Chance for a scattered shower or storm later on this evening. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow. Right now, cloudy 66 in Severn, 64 in the downtown Baltimore. Well, you've seen it how in this state, the Democrats that run the state have seemed to coddle illegal aliens, even criminal illegal aliens, in that they are opposed to ICE removing criminal illegal aliens from our streets. They seem to bend over backwards to give illegal aliens special rights and privileges. We've seen over the last 3 years in the Mental and General Insane Asylum how the juvenile thugs are allowed to basically do whatever they want and not be held accountable, and on and on and on it goes. But when it comes to law-abiding citizens that are looking for protection, well, maybe not so much. Just hours before a key legislative deadline, the Democrats down in Annapolis fast-tracked a bill that would overhaul how residents can seek criminal charges, prompting a warning from critics that changes could leave some abuse victims without any immediate protection. And here's a case scenario of what we're talking about. Previously, and let's say you are a domestic violence victim. You go to the police, and the police say, nothing we can do. You have to take out a temporary restraining order, a TRO. You go to the state's attorney or your local district attorney, nothing we can do. You have to go to the court and take out a TRO. And then you go to the court. And in some cases, that's really the last effort you have. You go to a district court or 24/7 commissioner system, and basically they will give you that protection. But what they want to do in this state is they want to remove that that option, that you won't be able to go to the court or the commissioner system for protection. Because they think it's being abused. They think too many people, for personal revenge reasons, and or whether it's a custody battle or whether it's a personal animus towards the other, that they're using the court system to take out their animus on the other individual. And I understand that argument. I really do. But I think it's really up to the individual court, the judge, or the commissioner in the commissioner system. And by the way, there is prosecutorial oversight. So if a judge rules in favor of that and there is evidence that would indicate contrary, the prosecutor can come in and overrule that. So one of the delegates in this case, Delegate Lauren Erickson, she is a survivor of domestic violence herself. She's saying that this bill could make it more difficult for victims to quickly remove individuals they believe pose an immediate threat. So remember, you go to the police, nothing we can do. You go to the other state's attorney, nothing we can do. And usually it's proactive, or I'm sorry, it's reactive, not proactive. Meaning that women, if the abuser finds out that they went to the police or whatever, then sometimes the abuse can worsen. And in some cases, we've seen women that have been beaten to death. And so, again, I just think that there's a way to clean this up without having to remove this avenue, this vehicle, for some abuse victims, be they women, be they child, be they men, for whatever reason, and to at least get a temporary restraining order or at least something on the record to help try to protect these women. Now, I understand in many cases, I think it's got to come with some evidence. You just can't go in and say, blah, 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 is beating the hell out of me. I would think you need to have some evidence that would stand up in court. And that's the big debate here. But look how difficult they're making it for abuse victims and others to protect themselves versus the people that have been preying on us and the predators in our state. And that's your modern Democrat Party. So keep that in mind. We'll get, I'm sure, more on that before the end of the General Assembly. Our good friends Mayor and Mayor at Town Appliance, they are doing an incredible job. It's their 47th anniversary sale. They have everything under the sun for all kinds of budgets, for single appliance, or if you're in the market for an entire kitchen upgrade, you have to go see the showroom. It is amazing. Over 70 different brands on display. They're expanding it. They're making it even larger. And you get to see how it would look maybe in your house, lined up against other appliances and so on and so forth. All the features and the gadgets they have on modern day appliances, you really should check it out. And both these guys are wonderful to work with. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing. They want you to be a customer for life. You can go in right now and register to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore responds to Boogate and more. It's 8 o'clock on KCN Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Making news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump will address the nation tonight on the Iran war.
The White House describes the president's primetime speech as an important update on Iran. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said U.S. forces could leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks and be done with the conflict. The president also lashed out at American allies for not doing more to support the U.S. military's war campaign. He said it's up to other countries, not the United States, to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for oil tankers and other shipping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston will anchor President Trump's address to the nation live tonight on many of these same stations. As Christians prepare to celebrate Easter this Sunday, new book celebrates both faith and family in our 250th year as a nation. Titled What Really Matters, the book was authored by Tim Gegline, Vice President of Government Relations for Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family.
This generation must know the story of America. If you're Italian, you don't know when Italy was born. If you're French, you don't know when France was born. If you're British, you don't know when England was born. But if you are American, you know that this remarkable constitutional republic was born at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on July 4th, 1776.
Tim Gagline's new book titled What Really Matters. Tomorrow he'll report on encouraging trends among young people, prioritizing marriage and parenting here in America's 250th year as a nation. President Trump plans to be there in person for today's Supreme Court hearing on birthright citizenship. And the countdown clock is ticking toward this evening's scheduled launch of NASA's Moonshot. Could see more gains today on Wall Street. Dow futures up 368 points. The NASDAQ futures better by 266 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the BW Parkway is primarily northbound as you're coming up from Powder Mill Road near 197. There's a big backup there back to Powder Mill Road. Southbound apparently can see it, and there is a backup there as you're coming south from 197. There's a new wreck here in the median west of Annapolis on Route 50 at Rutland Road. One vehicle into the guardrail, into the grass. So most of the lanes are open, but it looks like one lane is affected to the left-hand side as you're coming by the accident scene. That appears to be the left-hand lane on the eastbound side. So heads up coming into Annapolis from the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking our next weather maker today. First, we're going to warm up again with high temperatures headed into the low and mid 80s. We are tracking some scattered late day showers and thunderstorms tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Pikesville, 65 in Edgewood at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that for more than a century, Herman's Bakery was more than just a place to buy cakes. It was a tradition, but on Tuesday, that tradition came to an emotional end. After 103 years, the family-owned bakery in Dundalk turned off its ovens for the last time, drawing long lines of loyal customers hoping to savor one final taste of Herman's signature treats, from the strawberry shortcakes to the marshmallow donuts. And multiple fire units responded to a large brush fire in Whitehall on Tuesday evening. The fire is located in the area of the Shane Valley neighborhood, according to officials. Responding units included the Baltimore County Volunteer Firefighters Association, Baltimore County Fire Department, Hereford Volunteer, Norrisville Volunteer, Parkton Fire Station 60, Eureka Volunteer Fire Department, Jarrettsville, and Cockeysville. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 258, the pick 4, 2741. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Why does Progressive help support truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite whistles and lifeguards. Truckers unite fitness devices with people who don't exercise. Truckers unite your aunt with those live, laugh, love signs. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive helps safe truckers save an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. company and affiliates. 2025 national average safe driver enrollment discount savings for new Progressive customers excludes mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease premiums at renewal.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So with the news that Zach Eflin likely will have a lengthy, if not season-long, IL stint, O's fans' attention turns to Dean Kramer. The steady right-hander sent down to AAA in the spring to make way for Eflin as the team's fifth starter. Perhaps prophetic words spoken back then by team president Mike Elias.
Because we've got a very long season ahead of us, and I'm positive that we're going to need more than five. So this was the maneuver that we landed on after extensive discussion. So,
of course, talking about why they demoted Dean Kramer. Not the way they would have preferred it, of course, but you play the hand that you're dealt. Meanwhile, after the loss last night, 8-5 to Texas, Birds trying to salvage game three of the Rangers series today. Trevor Rogers, the Birds' opening day starter, takes on Nathan Eovaldi at 12:35 p.m. Meanwhile, the cap season coming down to the nitty-gritty. Huge game last night at Capital One Arena against the Flyers.
Strom rolls it up top, bring it on around for Chychrun. Down low, Ovechkin. Diving Washington back into a two-goal lead.
Joe B had the call on Monumental, and the Caps would keep it for a 6-4 win, moving within 3 points of the final playoff spot. Sidebar, with a pair last night, Ovi hits 30 for the year for the 20th time in his career, and that is another NHL record. Other sports news, and this is quite big, actually. Four-time World Cup champion Italy missing out on a third consecutive World Cup after losing to Bosnia and Herzegovina in a penalty shootout in its playoff final yesterday. With the loss, the Azzurri become the first former champions to miss out on three straight World Cups. None of the team's current players have ever participated in a finals. Coming up in 30 minutes, big changes coming to NFL officiating. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We'll read some of your messages here momentarily. And again, our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a Rhode Island representative Democrat has dishonored a murder victim. And we'll tell you how that's happened. More illegal alien crimes, horrific crimes. Being committed across the country here in Maryland, immigration arrests have tripled under ICE and the Trump administration. But our top story here today, especially for you Republican gubernatorial candidates that, or your staffs that may be listening here this morning, and for the Maryland GOP, we're now seeing cracks in the veneer of Governor Tax and Spend More. Again, this is only one poll, and there's only a four-point swing, but I think the more important item here is the trend line. The trend line, as this latest poll shows, this is a UMBC poll, that the governor's approval rating is slipping, that residents of Maryland's concerns about the economy continue to grow. And even though the governor's trying to blame federal policies for this, it is the people responding to the poll saying, no, we're not buying that. There's a lot of things that you have done or are doing that are contributing to our angst. For instance, 60% of Marylanders believe the state is on the wrong track. That's down 10% from November. 76% rate the state's economy as poor. Three-quarters of those polled rate the economy as poor or fair. That's a 7% increase. Governor Moore's job approval rating now stands at 48%. That's down from 52% in November. 42% disapproving. There's a lot of public discontent. We played you last week after on opening day when the governor was audibly booed. It wasn't the entire stadium, but there was enough to make it loud. And he addressed that with Sinclair Broadcasting reporter in the Washington area just the other day.
What do you say to people who are frustrated? We heard a little bit about that on opening day, and people are still upset with perhaps your leadership.
Well, I would say, you know, I understand, you know, Boogate that Sinclair continues to push. The thing that I would say is this: there's a reason why we still, and I still am one of the most popular governors in the country, because I think people continue to believe in the work that we're doing, and people continue to know that I fight for our people. I think you know, people get, they want to spend their time analyzing the percentage of cheers versus boos. I would think you'd have better things to do with your time, but you know, if that's a conversation that Sinclair wants to have, that's fine. I think the thing that people were most concerned about was that the Orioles won on opening day, and I think that's what people, that's including myself, I was very happy.
Yeah, it's an attempt to slough it off, to deflect, to try to blame the messenger. That's the kind of thing Sinclair is interested in. No, we all heard it. We heard the boos. We saw a reaction to the boos. So you can pretend it didn't happen, Governor, but we heard it, we saw it, and now there's evidence. There's polling data that indicate you're not one of the most popular governors in the country. Your popularity has been slipping over the last... I'm frankly shocked it's as high as 48% approval. I would think it'd be flipped. I would be thinking it'd be 48 disapprove and 42 approve. But maybe that's to come. So we'll talk about what some of the things and how it breaks down from... along party lines in just a moment. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a lot of talk about booze in there. What kind of booze?
Not the kind you drink.
Oh. Yeah. I knew there was a catch. There's always a catch on this show for some reason.
Boogate. He gave it its own name.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. I'm sure it'll go well. The wreck coming into Annapolis at 50 at Rutland Road. The vehicle's actually in the grass, hit the guardrail there. But there's a lot of activity there, kind of on the left-hand side. They're looking at it on 50 eastbound. So if you're coming in around Davidsonville Road, coming in from the west side of Annapolis, eastbound especially, a little bit slow there at the scene. The Beltway continues slow with all the normal delays. Nothing new, nothing major on the Beltway. BW Parkway is still hurting, coming north from Powder Mill Road and south from 197. The wreck had four or five vehicles involved northbound before you get to 197. And just looking at the camera here at Powder Mill Road, it's moving up a little bit, which could indicate it may be off to the shoulder, but there's still a backup on both sides of the roadway. And we're looking at a new minor wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at Haven Street on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy skies and mild today. And we're in the low to mid 80s for the high today, with a chance of showers or storms overnight, and in the mid to upper 50s for the low. Right now, 58 and cloudy in Ocean City, and it's 67 under cloudy skies in Parkville. Birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem is Fort McHenry, Baltimore, and time to celebrate once again America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dream of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, 1789, the first U.S. House of Representatives meeting in New York City reaches quorum and elects Pennsylvania Representative Frederick Augustus Conrad Muhlenberg as the first speaker in the history of the United States. His father, Henry, is who Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania is named after, a family of pastors. But on this day, April 1st, 1945, after suffering the loss of 116 planes and damage to three aircraft carriers, 50,000 U.S. combat troops under the command of Lieutenant General Simon Buckner land on the southwest coast of the Japanese island of Okinawa, 350 miles south of Kyushu, the southern main island of Japan. Determined to seize Okinawa as a base of operations for the Army Ground and Air Forces for a later assault on mainland Japan, more than 1,300 ships converged on the island, finally putting ashore 50,000 combat troops. The U.S. quickly seized two airfields, advanced inland to cut the island's waste. The battle nearly 120,000 Japanese Army militia and labor troops under the command of Lieutenant General Mitsuru Ushijima. The Japanese surprised the American forces with a change in strategy, drawing them into the mainland rather than confronting them at the water's edge. While Americans landed without loss of men, they would suffer more than 50,000 casualties, including more than 12,000 deaths, as the Japanese staged a desperate defense of the island, a defense that included waves of kamikaze air attacks. Eventually, these suicide raids proved counterproductive as the Japanese finally ran out of planes and resolve, with some 4,000 finally surrendering. Japanese casualties numbered 117,000. Lieutenant General Buckner, son of Civil War general, was among the casualties killed by enemy artillery fire just 3 days before the Japanese surrendered. Japanese General Ushijima committed ritual suicide upon the defeat of his forces. It was one of the most crucial of battles in the Pacific during World War II. On this day, April 1st, 1943, the battle for Okinawa. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
So the governor's approval rating shows there's economic pessimism brewing here in the state. And the 69% of Democrats approve of more. 25% of Republicans? Really? That might be a problem in and of itself. The 25% Republicans think he's doing a good job. 39% of unaffiliated voters think he's doing okay. They most often cite taxes, fees, leadership, fiscal management, rising living costs, and here it is, utility and or electric bills, a major concern for voters in this cycle. 27% respondents said they trust state government to do the right thing. That's it. 29% for local government. It's even worse for the feds. But again, this election is all about Governor Moore. And we'll tell you what a spokesperson said, trying to dismiss the results of the poll, coming up in just a second. It's 8:20. You're listening to KCN Company. Your calls and comments and more is still to come here on KCN Company.
Home. It's where we've built our memories, where the photos on the wall tell the story of who we are. Family dinners, holidays, and laughter. No one dreams of leaving that behind. But as we age, things change. Sometimes gradually, sometimes all at once. And the truth is, planning ahead is one of the kindest gifts we can give ourselves and the people we love. That's what Wesley Secure Care is all about. Wesley Secure Care is a Maryland nonprofit organization that provides the unique option of continuing care at home. It's peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be cared for right where you're most comfortable. Here's how it works. You become a member while you're still independent and healthy, and in return, you have a lifelong plan, a plan that guarantees care and support if and when you ever need it, and that happens at home, all guided by a personal care coordinator who knows you, your story, and what matters most to you. It's not just about healthcare. It's about dignity. It's about choice. And it's about being able to surround yourself by what and who you love without putting the weight of what if on your family's shoulders. Because when life takes a turn, the last thing anyone should have to worry about is what do we do now? With Wesley SecureCare, that question is already answered. So take the time for yourself, for your family, and for your future. Join us for a free lunch and learn, or visit WesleySecureCare.org to learn more about continuing care at home. And give us a call at 410-324-2400. 410-324-2400. And give yourself the gift of peace of mind this year.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up on 8:23, come back to Central Time there momentarily. 8:23. Here on Casey and Company, President Trump has weighed in on Kristi Noem's plight of her husband. If you didn't hear earlier, we discussed it. He said that wow, they confirmed it. I feel really bad for the family. If that's the case, that's too bad. I haven't seen anything. I don't know anything about it. That's just really too bad. I just know nothing about it. And a spokesperson for the Noem family told the New York Post, Ms. Noem is devastated. The family was blindsided by this. And they ask for privacy and prayers at this time. 8:23, time for the latest on traffic, weather on the threes. And here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a new wreck. One of our listeners just called it in, said there's a wreck eastbound to I-70 in the area coming in towards Marriottsville Road and Route 29. So I'm looking at the camera right now, right there at the split. If it's there, it's not backing us up right at the moment. So it doesn't mean it wasn't there. It happened about 15 minutes ago, apparently. That was the word we had from the state police in that area. I'm still looking just to make sure. But right now, it doesn't appear right after the split here at Route 40. If it was there, it would be backed up there. So, again, it's over towards Marriottsville Road. It looks like right now it may be backing up right there at the split. So you can take Route 40 to the right and use that. But the word is it may be blocked between Marriottsville Road and the ramp at Route 29. We will definitely keep an eye on that in the meantime for the traffic eastbound. Still slow. BW Parkway had the wreck. Three or four vehicles were involved northbound near 197. There was a backup southbound there. Vehicle still in the median on 50 eastbound coming into Annapolis at Rutland Road. Construction and now an accident, Harford County. The construction is northbound I-95 at Route 24. There's a report of an accident southbound in that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy today, but mild, low to mid-80s for the high. Maybe showers or storms overnight into the upper 50s. And right now we're cloudy, 68. Downtown Baltimore, 61 in Stevensville. Let's take a phone call here. Mike is in Abingdon. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things I want to say. You've been talking about Moore, which you're 100% positive right on it. And I think the data for Moore is pretty much accurate. As a member of the Democratic Party, I can see the issues and the problems just like everybody else, and we're living it. And when it comes down to our president, I give him this. He has a meeting tonight. He's going to give an address to the nation. I think it's important for everybody to listen to it. And I'm just asking your viewers to take a step back the past past three administrations. Basically, we prepare Iran to be at this position based on this nuclear nuclear setup. And can you imagine what would happen by now if they had that power to do what they do with the nuclear weapons? They had no care for human life, and it's been death to America for quite a while. So
47 years. Yeah. But 47, yeah. This is not something that's relatively new for 47 years.
No.
It's been chanting death to America, death to Israel. They are the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism to their proxies, the Houthis, yep. Hamas, and the Hezbollah. Yep. And
I'm not switching political parties. I mean, yeah. Too. Our political party is definitely needs to flip. And I'm asking the viewers that do support the Democratic Party to definitely not only make sure that they flip these people, but also make sure that they go in and don't go with...
Yeah, but here's the thing, Mike, and I think it's interesting you say that, because Democrat and Republican presidents have all recognized and perceived this threat. This isn't new for Trump. Biden knew it. Obama knew it. Clinton knew it. Carter knew it. And, you know, he obviously lived it.
Obama fed it with millions of men. How can you feed terrorism? You can't negotiate with them. You're going to feed them till they get to this.
Well, especially, you know, when we talk about, look, there are some like Russia or India and Pakistan. They know the concept of mutual assured destruction. But these Shia cleric theocratic lunatics that are trying to bring around the Islamic Armageddon, there is no logic. You can't really, and that's why it has to be taken from them. They can't be allowed to ever have a nuclear weapon.
Look what happened to Afghanistan when we finally pulled out. Someone strapped up and killed a bunch of soldiers and their own people. You cannot negotiate with that.
Right. The only thing I understand is brute force and either total victory or defeat, yeah. one or the other.
And they're here. They're here. So... it doesn't matter. I mean, it's espionage going on around the nation. And I'm just asking the people who I support on the Democratic Party to listen to this president's speech tonight and listen. And listen for your sake, not just for the political party you support.
Well, that's good advice.
For the sake of the people.
Yeah. 9 o'clock tonight, live here on WCBM. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Good to hear from a Democrat with some common sense. There are still some out there, believe it or not. Carter Elliott is the spokesperson for Governor Moore. His response to the poll that we've been discussing is that the governor has worked tirelessly to shield Marylanders from federal policies, he said, that have hurt the state's economy. All right. Well, maybe federal workers. But the state's economy is should be fine if it weren't for the massive tax increase last year, $1.67 billion, raising of taxes, raising of fees. It is no longer, this state has not become a healthy environment financially for people who want to retire. People are leaving in droves. I can't tell you how many listeners over the years here at WCBM that I now get emails and texts from out of state. And even calls sometimes from out of state. They've left. They love Baltimore. They love Maryland, but they can't afford to stay here. And some people are trapped. They have no other option. But that's what the right and the public safety issue and people that are allowed to come in and seize our land, property owners and landowners. And you sit there and tell us you stand with the people and you don't lift a finger to help them. So you can see the bloom is off the rose. And the only question now is at 48% approval, how much more will it degrade between now and November on election day? So just keep that in mind. And for you Republican candidates, you should be exploiting this and hammering this guy each and every day you get an opportunity, because there's a lot at stake come this fall. All right, it's coming up on 8:30, and up next, more horrific illegal alien crimes here in the country and in the state of Maryland. And we'll give you that update. And right now, a news update from Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Mayor Brandon Scott delivered his sixth annual State of the City address at Baltimore Center Stage Tuesday night. The mayor highlighted the Baltimore's drop in crime, plans for better city roads, investments in youth, recent measures to protect the rights and safety of migrants and all residents. The mayor also outlined a program that would give some legacy homeowners over the age of 65 a chance to wipe out property tax debt. Mayor Scott also announced the Security Deposit Assistance Program to help eligible renters who need assistance with a security deposit, and two programs that aim to lower energy costs. The mayor also went over the city's updated overdose response strategic plan and previewed his fiscal 2027 budget. Gas prices in Maryland are topping $4 per gallon for the first time since August of 2022. According to AAA, the average statewide price on Tuesday was $4.01, an increase of $1.06 since the war in Iran started in late February. 1 month ago, Maryland's average for regular was $2.94, and diesel was $3.94. Governor Wes Moore joined leaders from Samsung Biologics for the ribbon cutting of the company's first United States manufacturing facility. The $353 million acquisition of the manufacturing campus in Rockville will retain more than 500 local jobs, bring an additional 60,000 liters of drug substance capacity to the company's operations, and establish a foundation for future facility expansion. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for carrying out a pet cremation scam. In February, Rodney Ward pleaded guilty to theft and four counts of malicious destruction of property after he gave grieving families sand or other materials instead of their pet's ashes. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck is there, eastbound I-70. It's after the split at Route 40 West, and it looks like maybe some traffic is getting by. I'm looking at the camera at I-70 and Route 29, so we may be getting by only because we're taking some of that traffic off onto Route 40, and they may be able to go by it at Marriottsville Road. The wreck was reported near Bethany Lane. So we're getting some information, but we see traffic moving on I-70 at 29, but we are backed up on eastbound I-70 right at the split at Route 40. The other new wreck, Harford County, I-95 southbound at Route 24, blocking a lane there, and also with construction and delays on the northbound side in the same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking our next weather maker today. First, we're going to warm up again with high temperatures headed into the low and mid 80s. We are tracking some scattered late day showers and thunderstorms tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's season took a turn for the worse last night with Zach Eflin pitching for Baltimore, pitching brilliantly in the top of the fourth.
Two on and two out, fourth inning. And Eflin is way outside to start Duran here. Scott Behringer, the Orioles trainer, jogged out of the dugout. A pitcher who from pretty much the very start was hampered by injuries last year. Zach Eflin is in a moment of crisis in the fourth inning of his season debut.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, a grim Eflin immediately removed, and concerns mounting now that the pitcher's season may be over. Post-game reaction first from manager Craig Albernaz.
Yeah, I feel for Zach. Everything you went through last year, worked his butt off this offseason, back surgery, looked great in camp, did everything that he could do and beyond.
First baseman Pete Alonso, who hit his first Oriole home run last night, also on Eflin.
That's tough. Anytime you see any one of your guys, yeah, feel something barking. It's always you're hoping for the best, and it straight up stinks.
The initial diagnosis is right elbow discomfort. A UCL tear is feared. Imaging will be done today. So now our attention turns to Dean Kramer, demoted in March to AAA, likely to be called up up in the near future, a source also telling the Baltimore Sun that the contract of Albert Suarez may be selected as well to fortify an overworked bullpen, 18 and a third innings pitched in the last four games. Birds in action this afternoon at 12:35. Trevor Rogers goes for Baltimore. Nathan Eovaldi for the Rangers. Big changes coming to NFL officiating this fall. NFL owners approving two significant changes to the league's replay review system yesterday, creating a massive expansion of authority for staffers in the league's officiating command center in New York City. It will allow them to consult with on-field referee on a wide variety of called and uncalled penalties and other administrative procedures. Tiger Woods with a major announcement yesterday, stepping away from golf to seek treatment, this coming 4 days after his arrest on suspicion of DUI. Two loose oxycodone pills were allegedly found in Woods' pocket. Happy heavenly birthday today to legendary University of Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler, born on this day in 1929. Knuckleball artist and Baseball Hall of Famer Phil Niekro, born on this April Fool's Day in 1939. And how appropriate, because Nuxy fooled him for 24 years in the majors, 318 career wins. And on this day in Maryland sports history, we take you back 24 years ago to the day, April Fool's Day of 2002, Terps and Indiana, Jim Nantz on the call.
In their hands, give it to Dixon. He deserves it. It's his shining moment, and for all the Terrapins as well, a first-ever national championship.
The first and only in Maryland basketball history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a holiday wish.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Sean, I just wanted to take a moment, actually, just step away from sports for a moment. Tonight is the first night of Passover, so to my Jewish brothers and sisters, I wish them a happy Passover. Of course, to my Christian brothers and sisters, I wish them a happy Good Friday and an Easter on Sunday. I don't know if I'll see you before then or not, as I won't be here tomorrow. But, you know, this holiday is important for Jewish people, obviously, and Easter, of course, for Christians. But also, it's just a rebirth. It's the sign of spring.
Sure.
And to just come back to sports for a moment, baseball is in the air, and it was always a special time when I was a kid to know that at this holiday season, at this special time in the sports season as well, was always a great time.
Yeah, spring is sprung, as they say. And again, I'll be here Friday. You'll be here Friday.
I will be. Okay, so you will be here Friday.
I'll be
here Friday. Well. Okay.
I'll be off Monday, Easter Monday.
Ah, gotcha.
But yeah, no, it is so for our Jewish family, friends, and listeners, a happy Passover. Hope everyone has a nice Seder. And, of course, tomorrow's Holy Thursday and Good Friday, of course, and then Easter Sunday. It is a very, very big religious day in the Christian world. So it is a great time to be with family and friends.
And just be thankful for who you have and what you have.
Absolutely. Great words. Thanks again, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And some people, unfortunately, will not be able to meet with their families because they have been killed by illegal aliens. Again, this time in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is now becoming a sanctuary state. Remember we told you the story a month or so ago about Stephanie Minter, who was stabbed by a African illegal alien at a bus stop in Fairfax County. Fairfax County has become a progressive hellhole as far as people who live there can. But now another illegal alien has been charged with the murder. Anibal Armando Chavarria Moy was arrested for stabbing to death a man on Sunday. Fairfax County Police arrested Moy in connection to a fatal stabbing of this man in Bailey's Crossroads, Virginia. The male victim was pronounced dead at the scene. DHS is calling on Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger and Virginia sanctuary politicians to not release this murderer back into their communities. Bill Malusian of Fox News is reporting that Moy is from Guatemala, is likely a gotaway who illegally crossed the border. And that is one of millions that were allowed to illegally cross the border into the United States under the Biden regime. We have another potential trans murder This one in Wisconsin, 61-year-old woman, Christine Jones, was executed in Wisconsin by a gender-confused, deranged ex-co-worker who targeted her for being a Trump supporter. The state-run drive-by media refused to cover this politically motivated murder, just as they did in the case of Sheridan Gorman in Chicago. The media won't cover it. It doesn't fit their narrative. They could care less. So this is another trans individual or wannabe that has or gone out and killed. And we just don't know if there are, obviously there are mental issues there. We just don't know to what extent. And then there are the illegals that get into this country, and they may not be criminals, but they put themselves and their families and their companies in jeopardy. And a case in point, last week was the two-year anniversary of the collapse of the Key Bridge. And Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman was talking about the six construction workers who died on the bridge. I think one, there was one survivor, if I remember correctly. But again, it sounds from this, and Kristen picked this up while listening to the speech the other day, it sounds like from this clip that they may have been here illegally.
To the families, yo quiero decir a todas las familias, te queremos aquí en nuestro condado, en el estado de Maryland. Unfortunately, some of those families are not going out in public a whole lot these days. But in Maryland, we celebrate them.
Yeah, so and that was a good catch, Kristen, while you were reviewing those speeches the other day.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know what else you could take that could mean. I don't think there's any other, especially when he says in Maryland. So I don't think he's talking about there's other Key Bridge victims walking around in other states. They're all here in Maryland. And, you know, there's been speculation about this. They never confirmed it for sure. But I think it all matches up with how much, you know, they cared about these victims, and they pledged their life to them, is that even after this is over, we'll always remember you, we'll always be here for you, blah, blah, blah. There was so much, and yet there's never anything from any of these officials for any of the other victims in our state. This may have been unpreventable, at least by our public officials, not by the dolly, but there are lots of other things they could prevent every day, like all the violence that happens, or letting the illegal aliens in, or like you said last hour, talking about domestic violence victims, and they have no avenue. How about all the shooting victims in Baltimore every day? We don't care about those victims,
right.
But there's so much love and sympathy from the officials on these families, which it was a tragedy, but what about all the other people that die every day in Baltimore?
Yeah, and it's a vicious cycle. That's a great point. We'll talk about it in just a second, right after we get an update from Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes on this Wednesday morning rush hour, Chuck.
All right, eastbound I-70 looks a little better now, which indicates they probably have the vehicles off the roadway. It was after the split at Route 40 West. There's no backup here right now. There's still some overflow traffic that took Route 40 into Marriottsville Road and towards Turf Valley. So just keep an eye out for that. All of that is going to start to get better through there. There was a report of an accident. I think Baltimore County Fire said they have the vehicles in the fast shoulder area on 83 southbound between Warren Road and Pedonia Road. I didn't see any backup, so that would indicate that the vehicles are off the roadway. I-95 southbound in Harford County, there was a wreck there in the roadway at Route 24. The ongoing construction, of course, is on the northbound side. And we're finding out, I've got to look at this wreck along the BW Parkway. They're still there, northbound, near 197. A couple of vehicles in the left-hand lane. One vehicle banged up into the grass. So we're still slow from Powder Mill Road. Southbound traffic on the parkway can see it with a delay at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, low to mid-80s. Chance of scattered showers or storms later on this evening or tonight. Upper 50s. Right now, cloudy 68 in Glen Burnie, 69 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day. It is sponsored by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
I need some good.
Well, a young woman from Chicago was diagnosed with a serious bone marrow disorder, but then she received a transplant from a young man in Poland, who she never met. Now, years later, she's in remission and really wanted her donor to be a special guest at their wedding. The donor traveled across the world to attend. Here is Kaja Chikala's fiancé introducing her donor, Karol Zwierzynski, and Karol giving a speech about this incredible story and this transplant. Okay, we don't have the audio. That's probably my bad. But it was just an incredible act of, you talk about unselfish behavior. Do we have it now? Okay, all right, thanks.
Our guest of honor and his wife are here with us tonight. Katie's donor and his wife, who are also newlyweds. Angels do exist.
I'm not a hero here, so please raise your glasses for Katie. Registering as a donor, because that costs you nothing and could mean everything for someone else.
Just an incredible story of, as I said, being unselfish and don't even know somebody and you're willing to be a bone marrow donor. That is certainly a wonderful, wonderful kind act. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. And if you've been thinking about upgrading your appliances, take my word for it. Town Appliance has everything you're looking for. Now is the perfect time to visit during their 47th anniversary shopping event. Their showroom is exciting and packed with top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram, plus 70 other brands to choose from. Mayer & Mayer are wonderful to work with and will keep you at or under budget with zero pressure, just real help. Visit townappliance.com and look for the anniversary banner giveaway for a chance to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
Yeah, and just a postscript to what we're discussing with, we don't know for sure, but it sounds like from the Anne Arundel County Executive that maybe these six workers who died tragically in the collapse of the Bay Bridge could allegedly have been illegal. We don't know for sure, but it certainly appears that it may be the case. And that brings to mind the problem that this millions of illegal aliens crossing into our border, violating our laws, may cause. And I'm not saying they're criminals. No, they're misdemeanor if you violate the immigration laws. And, of course, if you do it twice, that is a felony. Or if you commit a crime while you're here illegally, obviously that could be a felony. But I'm concerned. Again, these are folks that come in here and they drive down wages for the American workers because they undercut what the salaries are. They overcrowd schools. They overcrowd our healthcare system. And they are now, in some cases, stealing identities of dead American children or dead Americans by taking their Social Security numbers. There's a whole virtual cottage industry that deals in nothing but Social Security numbers for illegal aliens. They victimize their own communities. And when you look at it, they live in the shadows. And what does that mean? That means a lot of times that people know they're here illegal, or people, but they're reluctant to report crimes, or they're reluctant to report safety hazards. Maybe on construction crews on the bridge, maybe on road crews, maybe on housing crews on rooftops, or whatever the case may be. They're reluctant to report it because it could mean their deportation of them or their families. And companies sometimes either knowingly hire illegal aliens, or they kind of look the other way, and they are reluctant to report because what it could do to the company. Now, in some cases, companies don't know because they're presenting fake documents, fake IDs, fake Social Security numbers. And so until we get E-Verify and we're able to clean up these roles and get rid of the Social Security, so this is all part and parcel to the ongoing problem of the illegal immigration. It is much more, although the most serious part are the illegals who come in and murder and are predators and rape. Yeah, that is a major problem, but there is a myriad. It's like a domino effect of other problems that they cause for the country. So we'll talk about that more in just a second. And to wrap things up on the show, day 50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Don't forget, Kim Klasick Live coming up right after the 9 o'clock news.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, live. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, I got a text in there from Rachel. She says, I'm not sure if you covered this, but the power line surveyors were on Carroll County properties yesterday with U.S. Marshals. The sheriff's office cannot remove them because of a federal court order. People need to know this is still going on. Yeah, we did cover it in our 6 o'clock hour, right towards close to 7, where the U.S. Marshals were ordered by a judge to accompany the PSEG surveyors in this ongoing battle. And it doesn't seem like anything's going to stop the eminent domain machine from rolling over these property landowners and farmers. And again, it doesn't seem, I know delegates have tried, state senators have tried to call attention to this problem, but the governor certainly has not put his weight behind it besides his mouth. And that's about all he's good for these days. Day 53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic. Last report of the day, Lugnuts Johnson.
And both the tunnels now have cleared themselves out finally, so no late problems there. Still some slowing on the Beltway through Greenspring over to the JFX, the Parkville side at Hartford Road. The west side now is getting better, moving south from Liberty Road down through I-70. It looks like now maybe these accident vehicles are trying to clear. BW Parkway had the big wreck earlier with two or three vehicles in the left-hand lane. One vehicle was in the grass near 197. So again, just a heads up for that. If you're coming through from Powder Mill Road and coming down from the ramp at 197, eastbound I-70, that did completely clear. It's off the roadway, so we're back in business there at the split at Route 40. I-95, Harford County, the camera is out at Route 24, but we had a wreck southbound at Route 24 and construction on the northbound side in the same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, but mild in the low to mid 80s. And then tonight, maybe a shower or storm possible, upper 50s, and it'll be cloudy, cooler tomorrow. It's cloudy 70 right now, Middle River, 68 in Millersville. And let's take a phone call here from Phil in West Ocean City. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I was always wondering, how come these TV stations, these newscast stations, don't have a list of all the Americans that have been killed by illegals? And so I went and I Googled that, and here it is, the Americans Killed by illegals.org.
Okay.
Okay, it's an extensive list of thousands of people, and you can click on every name and see the story behind them. And it was just updated just a few days ago, and the name of Gorman, the young girl at Loyola that got killed, has just been added to that list. But anyway, I think that the TV stations, Fox News, all these channels should be scrolling these names constantly constantly, and you never see it.
Yeah, it's like when we read the names of those who were killed on 9/11, and we ring the bell. We ought to do those for the Americans killed by illegal aliens. And I would think they have to update it almost daily because it's happening every day now. There's so many that were led into this country by Biden and the open border reconquistas that and Trump's trying to get them out as fast as he can, but he's, you know, they're trying to block him every step of the way.
Well, if anybody wants to see the list, AmericansKilledByIllegals.org.
Yeah, I got it up.
The International Business Times UK also has it.
Yeah, I got it up on my computer right now. You're right. It's all there.
It should be scrolled on Fox News all day long.
Yeah, and it's by alphabetical order as well, so very easy to find the names. Thanks for bringing our attention to it, Phil. Appreciate it.
You know it. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a great day. Crazy Nancy was in town the other night addressing the Maryland legislators. She recently gave an interview to MS Now to warn something. I think this is a projection. Now, you'll listen to it, and this is pure projection on the part of one of the most powerful Democrats to ever serve in Congress.
We always have concerns, but with this president and these Republicans who have no commitment to the rule of law and doing things the appropriate way, we're ready. We have three purposes now. One is to win the midterms. Two is to make sure the elections are safe. And three, to tell people what we will do when we win. And that is the mission. There's so many things that you can do to protect the election, and they are being done, whether it's litigation or legislation or just mobilization, communication, all of that. But in addition to that, we have to be on guard as to what they may try to do to the technology. They may try to creep into the technology and create a false count.
How do you guard against that?
That's a challenge.
Yeah, so Democrats have already been doing that. There was a Democrat caught in Palm Beach stealing encrypted technology, but she's warning that Trump and the Republicans may try to break into the election machines. That's stunning story number one. But number two, remember Irina Zaritska? She was the Ukraine immigrant that came over to this country to escape war, that was brutally murdered on that light rail down in Charlotte, North Carolina, by a career criminal. There was an artist creating a mural to honor her in Providence, Rhode Island, and the mayor of Rhode Island, mayor of Providence, caved to left-wing activists in the city who wanted him to stop the creation of the mural honoring Irina, who was killed by a repeat offender. Now I've got a clip of Rhode Island Democrat Representative David Morales. Listen to what he said on camera for the whole nation to hear.
Ultimately, we want to make sure that every community member that calls Providence home feels safe. And we can both agree that this mural behind us does not reflect Providence's values, nor does it reflect the creativity that we want to see in our city.
What? If Irina Zaritska does not reflect Providence's values, what values does it reflect? What exactly does reflect their values? Zaretska's killer? A violent repeat offender that slashed her unsuspectingly from behind as she bled out on that light rail car? Is that the values of the modern Democrat Party these days? I mean, it's a fair question to ask. What values is he referring to? Of course, it is possible that the modern Democrat Party has no values. And that's probably closer to the truth than you can imagine. Kim Klesick Live coming up next. Back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.